You're welcome. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And that means the A to Z of 2025 begins after the new news at 10. We'll start with the letter A. At the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. The A to Z of 2025 starts after the new news at 10 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. The Justice Department in the US says more than a million more documents potentially related to Jeffrey Epstein have been found. It says they've been handed over by the Southern District of New York and the FBI, but they will now have to be examined and redacted to protect any victims. David Smith from The Guardian's Washington Bureau has been talking to LBC this evening.
It's going to feed the dedicated conspiracy theorists and leave everybody else with a lot of questions and some reporting on the Axios website that the White House itself is very frustrated with the way this is going, exasperation, annoyance about all these headlines, just an inability to, you know, get past this issue.
A 22-year-old man's been arrested on the suspicion of attempted murder after the stabbing of a teenage boy in Plymouth. The 14-year-old suffered multiple wounds in the city centre on Monday evening. North Korea has tested a long-range surface-to-air missile. State media says the launch was overseen by the country's dictator, Kim Jong-un. The Prime Minister has renewed his promise to help people struggling with the cost of living in his Christmas message. Sir Keir Starmer's been urging us to reach out to friends, relatives and neighbours during the festive period.
At this time of the year, which celebrates love and abundance, loss or hardship can feel even more acute. So call round to a neighbour. Check in on a friend or a relative who you haven't heard from for a while. Reach out. It can make a huge difference. That's what Christmas is about.
Kemi Badenoch completed her first year as the Conservative leader in her Christmas message. She says this time of year is about family. Some people's Christmas getaways been disrupted by a lack of staff on the railways. GWR says services were affected during Christmas Eve between Reading and Gatwick Airport. And a cold weather warning's being issued for Christmas Day. The UK Health Security Agency has applied one to the southwest of England. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed down 18 points at 98.70. The pound will buy $1.35 and €1.15. LBC weather, dry and cloudy overnight for much of the UK with winds increasing in the south, cold with fog in places as well, and a low in some areas of 0 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hello.
About Christmas stuff and decoration.
The Met Office has issued a rare yellow weather warning. Hey, I got through it. Rare yellow weather warning. I definitely thought I was going to fall over my face on that. The Met Office has issued a rare yellow weather warning for wind affecting a large part of Wales on Christmas Day. The warning for wind of up to 65 miles an hour is in place between 0400 and 2359 on December the 25th, which is weirdly a specific. Not midnight. 2359. The forecaster has warned that delays for high-sided vehicles and exposed routes and bridges are likely. It also said that some short-term loss of power and other services are possible. And if you really need to venture out on the roads, make sure you drive at well over the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. That limit is for other people, not you. You are special, and nothing on any sign at the side of the road applies to you. Of course, if you are any driver in Wales, subject to a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit, you will already be doing this.
Thank you.
The Met Office said that it's likely that some coastal routes, seafronts and coastal communities will be affected by spray or large waves. Areas impacted by the warning include, but are not limited to... Areas impacted by the warning include, but are not limited to, Blenau, Gwent, Caerphilly, Ceredigion, Gwynedd, Merthyr Tydfil, the Rhondda, and a lot of other places that no one has any idea how to spell. Christmas Day will bring a bright weather in much of the UK, but a cold health alert has been issued.
Warning, warning!
It'll be like winter outside. and probably raining in the northwest. I mean, specifically in one place in particular. I mean, I could check on that while you wait. I don't really see the point. We all know what it's going to be like. One moment, please. Oh, what? It's not raining now in Glasgow. Neither will it be raining tomorrow, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday, or or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday. Pfft, rubbish. It will, however, be raining on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and every day for the rest of your lives. Having said that, would you be interested in hearing the long-range forecast for the next 4 weeks?
No.
Christmas Day, dry and sunny. Then, the last week of 2025, the first week of next year, relatively settled at first, but rain coming in later because it's going to be cold, that could mean snow.
Oh, no.
Then, the middle 2 weeks of January 2026, mostly settled. Mostly. Then, changeable or unsettled conditions are possible with above-average temperatures. Above-average temperatures will take it. Oh. Now then, we must take a moment to reacquaint ourselves with the rules. I am a great stickler for the rules. Four rules. You can't go forwards, but you can go back to fill in the gaps of the letters that we've already had. But as we're starting at the very beginning, there is no back to go. Not until the next hour. It's one letter per hour between now and including New Year's Eve. And then we will have constructed the definitive list of 2025, which then gets stuck in a book, and you can enjoy it later. That's rule one. You can't go forwards, but you can go back. Two, people are alphabetized by their surname unless they're only known by one name, like God. Three, you can call twice. And four, no dead people. This cannot become a list of the recently deceased. So, having laid the groundwork, let's commence. Who's on first? Bo. Ange.
Happy Christmas, Nick.
Happy Christmas, Ange.
First of all, I'm not in Bo. I moved back to the northeast in 4 years ago, but I've got two brilliant ones, and I'm so proud to be the first one on.
Okay.
Right. I don't know which one's the best one, so I'm going to give you what I think's the best one first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to argue about the surname thing. So it's the artist formerly known as Prince Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Andrew. Double barrel mountain.
Are you going to let that one go? Because he's not under Mountbatten, whatever, yeah. Windsor.
Right.
He's under formerly artist known as Prince.
Yeah, we don't know, we haven't really committed to memory his surname yet. It always sounds a bit weird when people on the news refer to him as such. So Andrew is on the list, yes?
Right, the next one is, and I'm going to be a bit political.
Uh-oh.
I used to like Trump, but now I don't like him anymore because of Charlie Kirk. So the next one is Amfest, and it's the first festival that they've had since Charlie Kirk was shot. It's Amfest is like this massive thing in America where Tucker Carlson, J.D. Vance, everybody spoke and asked.
God, well, if they're all in the one place at the one time, then they're more easy to avoid. Okay, I'll make a note of that, Ange. Cheers, my dear. 0345-6060-973. Witham, Jack.
Witham, with a hard T, Nick.
Witham. Yeah. Any fool know that.
Yeah. He used to live in Chelmsford, no doubt. They should know that, man.
Why is it TH and then you don't th it?
I don't know, because we're silly.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, I've got three A's for you.
Come on.
Ahmed Al Ahmed, the hero of Bondi Beach.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely, yeah. Deserves some recognition.
So great, they named him twice.
Yes, yeah. And when you see the worst of humanity, you often see the best and heroes come out of the woodwork.
That's right.
And against it. So well done, that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second is the Ajax armoured fighting vehicle that just seems to be a little bit of a joke very technically adept, but when it comes down to it, there's panels falling off and water getting into all sorts of areas where it shouldn't, and it's cost billions, no doubt.
Isn't this the thing that's making its occupants deaf?
Yeah, because it vibrates so much. Right. Here.
Yeah, and they need... its operators would, you know, ordinarily, it's they're supposed to be in there, you know, fighting for the good of the country and all, but they all need to be sort of stretchered out of it and sent on a long holiday after a couple of minutes in that thing. Yes.
So you need more field ambulances than you do those actual things. Yeah. Alien Earth is my third. You're an Alien fan. I'm an Alien fan. Did you like Alien Earth?
No, I gave it about 10 minutes. I thought, this is not a thing for me, and I switched it off and did something better.
Yeah, but I watched the first two episodes and then struggled.
Yeah, and then you didn't like it either.
No, yeah. I gave it a bit more than 10 minutes, but I did struggle. Yeah,
I struggled with what's it called? One battle after the next. I just saw that. It took me 2 days to get through that. I thought, I've spent so much time watching it, I'm going to force myself to go to the end, and I kind of wish I hadn't.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it myself. Yeah. I'll give it a miss, then.
Give it a miss. All right. Yeah. Excellent work, that Nick, man. Yes?
Nick, no doubt my brother George from Chelmsford will ring in talking of nuclear war. Can you imagine the talk around the Christmas table tomorrow? So give him a wide berth.
Yeah, okay, will do. Thanks for the good advice. You know, me and Karen McGiffin, we do a podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
And one of the best things I ever came up with was the safe space word that we throw out when a political topic rears its ugly head. Because me and Carol, we don't agree on anything, do we, Carol?
No.
I mean, really not. And so as soon as anything serious is thrown into the mix, then one or other of us yells out our safe space word, and then we have to immediately start talking about something else. And I've mentioned this several times. This is perhaps going to save your relationship with your relations. I could have put that a better way, but that's just the way it came out. It's going to save your relationship with your relations. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Put topics on a piece of paper, screw them up and put them in a bowl. As soon as your racist uncle starts bellowing on about how Nigel Farage should come in and run the country better, then everybody has to immediately stop talking, and you pull a topic out of the bowl and talk about that instead. And you can thank me later. No, wait. I've changed my mind. You can thank me now.
Thank you.
Let's have Mitchum. Leroy.
Yes, greetings and one love, Nick.
Yes, Leroy.
Yes, I'll give you the Ashes cricket from Australia, Adelaide. There's three
of
this.
Oh, cricket.
Boring.
No, cricket, I love it. you got Ashes, you got Australia, you got Adelaide.
Right.
But Aboriginal country.
Hang on a minute. How is it any different to any other year when they play for the Ashes? I have no idea.
Well, the embers are burning. They're 3-0 down.
Are they? 3-0 down? How long does the match take? Hour and a half?
Well, recently. It's supposed to take 5 days.
Five days. And people wonder why I am not interested in cricket. 5 days. Yeah. You've got to be kidding me.
What they're blaming, though, is they're blaming another A, alcohol.
Yeah. What's alcohol?
They drank too much alcohol. That's why they're losing. They're coming up with excuses, Nick.
Right, well, I really don't have anything to say about that, Leroy. I don't know about cricket, okay, but I think the Ashes are something that they play for every year, isn't it?
What about African nations of football? Do you know anything about football?
I know a little bit about football, but it can't go on the list because it's not peculiar to this year either.
Yes, it is. It's just started. The African nations.
Yeah, I know, but don't they have that regularly? It's not specific to 2025. God, I'm finding myself arguing with callers now at Christmas.
Okay, all right. I'll give you then the Archbishop then.
The Archbishop of?
Canterbury, which is the First Lady, which is Sarah Mullally.
Right, so the First Lady Archbishop, that's what you're saying?
Yes. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
Nick, yes. And I'll tell you what, the first caller who came in, Hamid Al-Hamid, yeah. I second that, because Muslim is getting a big kick in at the moment.
Well, I third that emotion, so and that's like one louder. Thanks a lot, Leroy. One of the above will get on the list. The Archbishop, I expect. I'm going to get all these down. I'm going to check them twice. And then by that method, we will, between us, construct the definitive list of this past year, which will go in a book with all of my thoughts about each month as it unfolded. It's going to be the biggest book what I've ever wrote. And that will come out immediately the new year begins. The letter A on the A to Z of 2025, happening now on LBC.
This is LBC. Unfold a world of on-the-go entertainment with the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 7. The massive 8-inch main screen means you'll see the bigger picture as every exciting moment unfolds. Share every highlight and keep the whole family entertained wherever you go. Buy yours now and claim £300 cashback. Conveniently available to spend in your Samsung wallet. Purchase before January 29th from a participating retailer. Claim on the Samsung website within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard your flight to Geneva. This is your captain speaking, and I would like to take a second to welcome our very special guests. All the skis and snowboards that enjoy a free flight to Winter Wonderland.
The best winter holidays start with the right airline. Book your family trip to Winter Wonderland now on Swiss.com and enjoy free gear transport.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Please hold the line. I'm trying to connect you.
Yes, at the moment I am trying to connect East Yorkshire. Come in, Mike.
Hi, Nick. It's been 5 minutes since we finished Zed.
I know, isn't it weird? I was saying, I was thinking that just the other day as I sat down. I closed the window in this studio, which is normally, I normally throw it open on New Year's Eve, which I will do because you hear the sound of the fireworks. They're just down the road here. And I thought, God, is that really a year ago that I did that? How does it, how is it that time seems to be speeding up?
Seems like that, doesn't it? Anyway, a couple of 3A's for you.
Yeah.
Remember Trump's inauguration, he announced who his Secretaries of State were, and he announced his Secretary of State for Education, a woman who'd run WWF wrestling.
Yes.
And she got on stage and she announced that all American children were now going to be taught A1.
A1, yeah. I mean, that's just absolutely priceless. How Donald Trump is that? He put a woman in charge of education who thinks that AI is A1 because that's what it looks like written down on a piece of paper.
So, right, next day, if you're going to take any flights, Nick, seat 11A would be a very good choice because that guy who was sat in 11A was the only man to walk away from that air crash in India.
Oh, right. Well, that's a bit of a bringing the tone of the show down a bit there, Mike. But I'm writing that down on the back of my hand. 11A, you say?
Yeah, he walked away free, so it's a good scot-free. So it's a cheerful thing. And then the third one is asteroid. We had an asteroid alert because earlier in the year it was a 1% chance we were going to get wiped out.
That's right.
It was 575 million miles.
Yeah, it zipped by us further away than the sun, and we're supposed to be concerned about that.
Well, I'm concerned about the accuracy of the predictions, if that's how accurate they are.
Right, yes, exactly right. I'll never listen to any of those people again. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Mike. 0345 6060 973. Whitechapel. Hello, Darren.
Hello, Nick. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
You?
I'm very well, thanks.
Nick, I've got four for you.
Go ahead.
And the first one is the Arsenal women's football team. They won the Champions League this season. They're the only English women's team to win it.
Okay. All right. I don't really know very much about that, but I'll have to take your word for it. Arsenal women's football team won the Champions League.
Yeah. They beat Barcelona 1-0 in the final.
Okay, then.
And the next one is Michelle Agyeman. She's a young English female footballer. She was the super sub in the summer in the tournament. She came off the bench and scored the equaliser in the quarter-final against Sweden and in the semi-final against the Italy as well.
Right. No.
No?
Not really, no. I mean, if we take that, then there's so many other footballers of all and various sexes that have done something extraordinary by coming up, coming off the bench, or by being in the starting lineup. And this list would just get full of footballers. So no.
But also, she did win the BBC Sports Female Young Sports Personality of the Year as well.
The Young Female Sports Personality of the Year.
The Young Sports Personality of the Year, like the official award.
Leave that with me and I'll think about it. I'm thinking no. But anyway, go on. I'm detecting a trend here, Darren.
No. The last two, one's both are political. Lee Anderson, earlier this year when he was doing PMQs to ask a question, he came out with a quote, "I always ask sensible questions," and all the people laughed in the room.
Okay. And the final one
is Australia for bringing in the social media ban for the under-16s.
Yes, now we're talking. And under-16 said... Yeah, well, maybe they'll get used to it. They should get used to it. Everybody under the age of 16, well, let's say and everybody under the age of 60 should dial back their use of social media immediately, if not sooner. Your mind is being captured by evil psycho tech bros who don't care about you. Excellent work, Darren. Thanks a lot for that. 0345-6060-973. Lucy in Balham says, A is for Alcatraz, which Trump ordered the government to reopen as a prison. The US government are still assessing whether it's realistic. Are they? Are they really? They're going to open a museum as a prison. Okay. Makes as much sense as anything else we've heard from them this year. Adam in Derby says, this is my absolute favourite time of the year. I've been waiting all year for this. Has anything happened? No, not really. Not much, Adam. Been a quiet year, really. And Suzanne says, A is A&E. The waiting times are horrendous. 15 hours sat in a wheelchair, even though they called me in. I've never been so happy to get a corridor bed, says Suzanne. Somerset. Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You sound amazing. You sound festive.
Amazing? What, like science fiction, you mean?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You sound festive as well.
Yeah, festive, a little bit festive. Why not? Of course, it's Jesus' birthday. Although, having had all my Christmas stuff last week, you know, Christmas stuff and decorations last week, it seems a bit weird that everybody's still, you know, on the edge of their seats waiting for Christmas to happen, because for me, it's happened already.
Well, some people are snoring already every 5 minutes.
Well, yeah.
That was a great program the other week, by the way.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I've got a couple of A's. My one is Adolescence. It's a bit of a heavy subject, the TV series, one-off special, but I'm sure we can turn it into something lighthearted.
No, I mean, that's... No, well, not really, but, yes, that was the TV moment of the year, really, wasn't it, that show?
It was a great show, and what I found amazing about it was just the way it was all done in one shot.
In one take. Yeah. But I suppose that's what they do in the theatre, isn't it?
I guess so, but not with so many people involved.
Yeah. As it went on, I started to get a little bit nervous for them, as I do in the theatre. It's an uncomfortable experience for me, the theatre, because I always think, well, what if they just forget their lines? How can those people learn all of those lines and not screw it up? And I thought that as well, watching that TV show, because the longer it went on, the more painful it would be for everybody if somebody forgot their lines or just got it wrong or, you know, walked out of shot or something like that. Particularly for the kids as well. I mean, you know, half an hour went by, and then some kid would have a camera in his face, and he'd have to remember some line or other. And I thought, oh, you know, there's just too much pressure. For me, the viewer, never mind about them playing it.
Well, you know, not everyone's a trained professional
well,
like you.
That is true, yes. Don't you try this at home.
But I was going to mention Kemi Badenoch about this. Because at that, the time of the broadcast...
That's a B, though.
Pardon?
That's a B. Kemi Badenoch is a B.
No, just in relation to the, to the adolescents. Yeah. Because she was interviewed about it at the time.
Yeah.
And she said... Well, I think it's, blah, 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 blah. She said something or other. And then they said, have you watched it? She said, no, I haven't watched it. But I don't, I know all about it, but I haven't watched it.
Yes.
And I don't agree with it.
No. Doesn't know anything about it, but it doesn't prevent her from having a strong opinion. That's right.
And then she said stuff like, I can't just sit here watching television all week.
Yeah.
And then last week, there was the adolescence thing came to the fore again because Labour government announced that they were going to help kids in schools, or they had some measures to sort of educate young men or young lads at school as to how they should respect young girls.
RPSETCP. Respect.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea to me, Aretha. And
yes.
Who could object to that? And yet she was interviewed again.
She found a way, yeah.
She said, oh, this is because the Labour front bench have all watched Adolescents. And she said, there's no reason for anybody to be doing this at school. And she came out with a reason to poo-poo it,
it's almost as though she walks into the studio as you were speaking. It's uncanny. You've got her to a T.
Really?
No, it was really bad.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, John, I've got to go. Thanks a lot. 0345 6060 973. Newark. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello there.
Hello
Welcome
there.
Thank you very much. I just want to call in because this young lad needs significant interest, Carlos Acutis.
Who's that?
He was canonized by the Catholic Church at age 15. He died in 2006, and he was made a saint by the Catholic Church
Doing what?
Well, he carried his Catholic faith very instrumental with him, and he supported his fellow young people, and he'd done some wonderful things, and the church decided to recognize him and canonize him for his faith and contribution to the Catholic Church.
Huh. I would have thought it'd be more difficult than that. You'd have to actually... I mean, if what you have described is the Isovist, then, well, why aren't we up to our eyeballs in saints?
Well, like I said... Young people are not very recognised very often, are they, really? And he took his faith very seriously. He knew his life was going to be would last not very long because he had cancer and leukemia, and he knew his life was going to be very short. And he decided to make sure things go right for him and for other people, and he made his life better and helping his fellow man and young people in the, you know, in computer business, that sort of thing, you know. And
well, what a revolutionary concept, helping people. Can you imagine? All right, I'll stick him on the list. Thanks a lot, Lawrence. 0345-6060-973. Derby. Hello, Simon.
Evening, Nick.
Simon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Two A's.
Yes.
Abramovich, Roman. He had a early Christmas message last week from our strong Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
Who told him, pay us up your £2.5 billion pounds for selling Chelsea or we'll sue you.
Please, sir, can we have some?
Yes, so that is quaking in his boots. The other one is, it's a bit like the A1. This is the AI. Obviously, it's not a new term.
Mm.
But this year we learned we were all saying it wrong. And it's actually AI.
As Boris said.
Yes,
he was trying to be amusing. Amusing, no?
No.
Not really.
I think you probably spell it A-Y-E.
Yeah, I'm gonna mark that off, just in case it reminds me of you-know-who. just when we'd almost forgotten him, there he is, popping back up into our lives again. All right, thanks a lot, Simon. 0345-6060-973. Cullen, Derek.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
Oh, no. Last time I phoned you, my phone was really bad signal.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So it's a Christmas miracle. I can hear you.
Well, you're coming through loud and clear as a bell. Go ahead.
Yay. Right. Nick, you're hip. You're down with the kids.
Of course.
You've got your finger on the pulse.
I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. So, have you put on your Santa wish list this year an audio lollipop?
A what?
An audio lollipop.
What's an audio lollipop?
Well, it works on bone conduction technology. It's a lollipop. You stick it in your gob. You put some earplugs in your ears, and you can hear music through your bones.
Right. So, if I've got earplugs in my ears, why do I have to put a lollipop in my mouth? Can't I just listen through the earphones?
No, because the lollipop, the part that you're sucking, is the conduit for the music to reach your brain, apparently.
Right. So that would be an excellent way to listen to music that sucks.
Yeah, and it only costs £15.
Really?
And it only lasts for 1 hour.
It just gets better and better.
I mean, really?
Yeah, okay, well, I'll put it at the top of my don't buy me list.
Definitely.
All right. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Derek. 03-45-6060-973. It's just past 10:30 on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
The U.S. Justice Department says more than a million documents potentially related to Jeffrey Epstein have been found. It says they've been handed over by the Southern District of New York and the FBI, but will now have to be examined and redacted to protect any victims. A woman's died on Christmas Eve after her car hit the central reservation of a motorway in Kent. Police say it happened on the London-bound carriageway of the M2 at lunchtime. And the mayor of Moscow is claiming 16 Ukrainian drones have been brought down before reaching the Russian capital. He says they were repelled during a period of 17 hours. LBC weather, dry and cloudy for Christmas Eve night for much of the country, with winds increasing in the south, cold with fog in places, and a low of around 0 degrees.
This is LBC. Santa's stuck up the chimney. It must be him. He's scrambling around. He's making a din. There's soot on the carpet, stockings on the floor. But wait, a black smudge in the shape of a paw. Santa's not stuck. He doesn't meow. It must be your cat. And she's coming down now. Protect your pets over this festive period. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk and enjoy Christmas covered.
Calling all young creatives. It's time to get prepped for the content production industry. And where better than Global Academy? Here's Daisy, a technical content production student in year 12.
We've already learned how to create content and work with employers in the media industry. I love working in the studio, making my own podcast, and can't wait to start my 45-day work placement next term.
Global Academy. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12. Globalacademy.com.
Brands that use radio are 49% more likely to get noticed. Amplify your advertising at radiocentre.org, assuming you want to get noticed.
With Lidl Plus, there's no need to stress to impress this Christmas. Get 15% off deluxe chilled party food, like golden prawn toasties with ponzu dip, scrumptious paella bites, and delicious vegetable dim sum. Lidl, more to value. 18 plus GB only, subject to availability. Selected stores, terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/LBTV. Ends 31st of the 12th.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
You're just speaking words now, Nick, and they don't mean much.
No, but they begin with the letter A. That's where we're at the moment. It's the very beginning of the A to Z of 2025, the definitive list of the year that I complete with you over the period between now and including New Year's Eve. A, let's see now. York. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan,
how are you?
I am super. Thanks for asking.
Very good. I've got three.
Yes.
An American Airlines plane crashed into the Potomac River in Washington.
Okay.
A-23A, that's the world's largest iceberg. It ran aground off South Georgia.
An iceberg ran aground?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it?
did.
How does an iceberg run aground?
Well, I don't know, but it did. Well, I suppose it just crashed into the land.
Right, well, somebody should have a word with the captain. What else?
Amazon. They cut 14,000 jobs, replacing them with AI.
Oh, yes, it's taking over.
Affirmative. Mm.
And then we're doomed. I've seen that film many times.
Yeah, we are doomed.
Replace them with AI. Yeah.
Yep.
And there was psycho tech bros trying to persuade us that there's nothing to be concerned of with artificial intelligence, that it's going to create a vast amount of money and we'll all be able to share in it. No, we won't.
Chance.
No, we won't. Yeah.
Yep. Ridiculous, isn't it?
It's our future. Anyway.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, that's it. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Jan. 0345-6060-973. Martin says, A is for aliens. They've had a great year. More and more people are coming around to the idea of their existence.
The little people. But it ain't like you think. It ain't leprechauns, don't you see? It's little men from Mars or somewhere. And it ain't a toadstool they're under. It's a spaceship.
Yeah, I believe. I believe they're out there. Penzance, hello, Andrew.
Nick,
an ecstasy of fumbling.
Greetings.
Yes, there you are.
Caesar's greetings to you and all of your followers.
Thanks.
So my A is for the anti-Semitism that didn't not happen at Dulwich College in the 1970s and 80s.
Right. Okay, with you now. Yeah, it took a while. Okay, got it, yeah. Right.
As a subset of my nomination, I'd like to pay tribute to the magical powers of Richard Tice, who has no scientific qualifications, but is putting the world scientists right on climate change, has no legal qualifications, but is putting the world's experts on maritime law, straight on maritime law, and didn't go to Dulwich College, but he's putting the people who did go to Dulwich College right on what happened at Dulwich College.
He is a raving genius. Is there anything that man does not know?
Well, it goes further. I mean, he's a great advocate of patriotism and free speech, and his partner is now an immigrant in an Islamic theocracy where criticising the government will land you in prison, and he spends half his time there to show what a raging patriot is and proponent of free speech.
Andrew, all you need to do to become a patriot in this country is to wear a pair of Union Jack socks. If you can pull on a pair of made-in-China, real nylon Union Jack socks, then nobody can criticise your patriotism. That's a fact.
Are we still there?
One moment. Let that beautiful music conclude. Yes.
I'm reminded of the quotation that a patriot is somebody who hates everything about his country except the flag.
Right. Well, that sounds apropos. Excellent work, Andrew. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. This is a very long one. Michael says, hope you're well. I arrived in London from Australia yesterday for Christmas with my sister and my family, staying at their place in East Sheen, around the corner from Mark Boland's house.
Rock and roll!
Not too cold yet, but better than the 36 degrees back home in Coffs Harbour this weekend. Does any of this have anything to do with what we're talking about? There's more. I have a month off, so it'll be a great break from work. Just celebrated 10 years on Triple M's Breakfast in Coffs. Triple M is a radio station. Hey, DJ! He says, no doubt I'll stroll past Leicester Square building at some time.
Oh, no!
We're redoubling security. 0345-6060-973. Narberth, Nigel.
Hello, Nick. Happy holidays.
Ah, yes, and all the same, and the top of the season to you.
Good, man. I've got three A's for you. Animal welfare strategy announced this week by the government to ban trail hunting and improve farm animal welfare and puppy farming, that sort of thing.
Oh, poor little puppies.
Yeah.
What are we growing them for? And what do they taste like, by the way? Is it a little bit like chicken? Just asking questions.
My next A is atrophied.
Atrophied.
Atrophied is a word that Mr. Trump used to describe Bruce Springsteen's skin earlier in the year.
There's no way. There's no way Donald Trump would have come up with the word atrophied.
Well, apparently he called about a dried out prune of a rock star. No talent there.
Yeah, I know he that Bruce Springsteen had no talent. I mean, what kind of a stupid moron would say that Bruce Blummin' Springsteen had no talent?
Absolutely. I think if we went down a popularity contest, Trumpy, you'd lose. I'm sorry, mate.
Exactly. Yes.
But yeah, and his skin, he said that his skin is all atrophied.
Yeah. It's difficult to tell what the condition of Donald Trump's skin is because the man wears more makeup than Dolly Parton. And as for whatever it is that's floating on top of his head, well, what kind of a person would buy a toupee like that?
I don't wear a toupee.
My last one for tonight is another cricket one, I'm afraid. James Anderson, Jimmy Anderson was knighted. So he's now Sir James Anderson, brilliant cricketer. I know you'll put a poster on your wall for him.
I've never heard of him, but I'm sure he does excellent work.
Okay.
That was an expellation of air. He just couldn't contain it. He was appalled. No, unfamiliar with the man, but I'm sure that he's great in his chosen field. You know, standing in a field, wearing other people's jumpers. Doesn't sound like a sport to me. Thanks a lot, Nigel. 0345 6060 973. Welling Garden City. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Nick. Merry Christmas.
Yes, and the same to you.
God, that was tense. I've been on hold for 25 minutes.
Oh, no. 25 whole minutes.
Just hoping that no one takes mine.
Yes. Oh, I see. Right. On the edge of your seat. And?
On the edge, yes. And it's auto pen.
Oh, that's a good one. You know, if I'd sat here from now till the rest of time and tried to... this is the beauty of the wisdom of crowds, because people will come up with things that you think, oh, God, that's so obvious, but I would never have thought of it. Auto pen, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was the pen-holding thing that Joe Biden used to sign documents, and Trump has said because auto pen did it, they're not valid, but he seems to have taken it to the... you know, to the next level and replaced a picture of him with a picture of an auto pen, didn't he?
You know, just like a child would. Yeah, it's pathetic. I mean, it really is. Hey, America, are you great again yet? All right, thanks a lot, Daniel.
Nice one.
Ta-da, 0345-6060-973. Craig says, I found somebody who actually finds Mrs. Brown's boys funny. No, I very much doubt that. Adam says, Mike Amesbury, the MP, managed to punch a constituent, go to prison, lose his seat and give Reform a 6-vote majority. Jack in Ringhall, Rickinghall says, regarding Trump, you've heard of elf on a shelf. What about skin dye on a rib dye? Skin dye on a ribeye? Yeah, well, that may be something, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Oh, guess who I've just seen is on the board? A fellow that only calls once a year. I remember that he called a very long time ago and introduced us to ChatGPT, which is something that we're all familiar with now. But at the time, I had never heard of it, and I bet you hadn't either. And so I wonder what he's got for us this year. We'll check in with Edward from Cologne in just a moment.
I'm Tom Swarbrick. Thank you for your calls throughout the year on LBC.
Because our young girls approach these foreign guys...
So it's up to the girls to not approach people who they think might be foreign. What is that girl meant to... No, don't laugh, you despicable man. Why are you blaming a 15-year-old girl? Living as a woman doesn't make you a woman.
I trust people to be an expert in their own gender. If someone has been living as a woman for 15 years...
What does that mean, living as a woman?
I don't really know how I can answer the question again.
It's not about timeline.
But
it's
you
not
said
about
90 days, Mr. Corker. The president said 90 days.
Don't let me answer the question and don't interrupt me.
I'll choose when I speak. Please carry on.
No, then this interview is terminated.
I'll be back in the new year taking your calls on LBC.
It might be mid-winter, but there's nothing mid about this offer. The new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra brings every winter sport moment to life, as crisp as freshly laid snow. With its stunning 6.9-inch dynamic AMOLED display, razor-sharp resolution. But here's the real win. Claim £250 cashback. Conveniently available to spend in your Samsung wallet. Purchase before January 29th from a participating retailer. Claim on the Samsung website within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign. To dive into the crystal water of an ancient cave pool in Mexico. Or dry off in the sun on a white sand beach in the Maldives. Or pour yourself into the culture and chaos of a night market in Thailand. Seize the sale. Book in store and online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected travel dates apply. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com/terms.
With Lidl Plus, there's no need to stress to impress this Christmas. Get 15% off deluxe chilled party food, like golden prawn toasties with ponzu dip, scrumptious paella bites, and delicious vegetable dim sum. Lidl, more to value. 18 plus GB only, subject to availability. Selected stores, terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/LBTV. Ends 31st of the 12th.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Well, let's get back to it.
Let's get back to Cologne and talk to Edward.
Hello, Nick. Good evening and Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Edward. Thank you so much for calling. This is the only time of the year that you call, and you always have something special for us. So what is it this year?
I have two A's, and one of these A's is also from the ChatGPT company. It is Atlas, the AI-powered browser that has a context-sensitive sidebar chatbot, but also it has agent mode. And with this agent mode, you can tell websites where you are locked in to do stuff, like book hotel or buy stuff on Amazon, whatever, and it already sees your browser, and you are locked in, so it can... Maybe in the next step, it can also do your job, so to say, like documents and do everything.
Do my job?
Sorry, I mean, no, not your job. I mean office worker job.
Oh, right.
No, not creative job like yours, but office worker job. So, just things that you need to do, like I want to book a hotel, this and this, and he's taking over the browser. And it's controlling the windows, opening stuff, doing everything for you.
Right, that sounds like a very bad idea.
No, but it is automation. This is the next phase of automation. And it is not in background. You see what he is doing, and you can stop it if you don't like it. I use it already. And this is Atlas, the new web browser from ChatGPT. And the second thing that I have is AI bubble bursting. So, you know, we are in AI bubble phase.
Yeah.
Because companies are investing over trillions in data centers. And IBM CEO said that never ever they will pay off these investments. And, you know, there's massive layoffs because of AI. And also in USA, the AI energy consumption is so huge that it's bigger than Bitcoin. And, imagine you are in some state in USA and there is data center being constructed just to service AI.
Yes.
And you know what happens? The electricity price is rising, so people are complaining. So, but this AI bubble is also fueled by the circular investments, like Nvidia is buying stuff, investing in companies, and these companies are buying Nvidia chips.
Yes, Nvidia is giving companies money to buy the products that Nvidia makes. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
So the bubble is starting to burst.
Yeah.
This is the second stuff. And the first stuff is Atlas that is not as revolutionary as ChatGPT, but maybe, because a lot of people, the office workers, are doing their work inside of web browser, maybe it will start the revolution of AI web browsers that are doing stuff for you. So it's in agent mode.
And as soon as you give it enough for freedom, it will become self-aware and terminate the lot of us.
Affirmative.
Yeah, I think that is our future. I've seen that film loads of times.
Three, 5 years. It's not three or five years.
Yes. Okay. Right. Well, let's try and enjoy ourselves between now and then, all right?
Yes. So excellent. That's what I have.
Excellent work, Edward. Thanks for that. It was Edward. Yeah, I had no idea about that. They got an AI-powered browser. You tell it you want to book a hotel room and it will do everything for you and extract the money from your bank account before you have any idea where you're going. Or something like that. I have no idea. I think I'd rather do it by hand, personally. Let's have Hackney. Hello, Gabriel.
Oh. Hi, it's actually not Gabriel yet.
Not Gabriel yet?
It's Beth. It's the one who's always calling him.
Calling who?
Well, I always interrupt. He always calls into your show.
Yeah.
Wait,
is
he on the line?
No. Sorry. He's trying now to get back on his phone.
I tell you what, I seem to have inserted myself into the middle of a domestic dispute. I'll put you on hold. And then I'll come back to you in a minute. All right. Reigate. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Yes, good, thanks.
Compliments of the season.
And the same
Scotland.
To you. Cheers.
Normally, it's a new year we like.
That's right. Britain. Yeah.
Anyway, young sir, you mentioned Aurora Borealis, and we managed to see them this year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We were promised that it was going to happen as far south as where I'm living, and I didn't see a single solitary, I don't know what you'd call it, like a green or red ray of light. Didn't see any of that.
You have to be up high on the north downs, right. And you can see it. Right. And the final thing is, although I nearly forgot your name, they found a breakthrough for Alzheimer's disease.
And what was that?
Well, it was announced this year that they found a new way of testing and checking, and they reckon they can reduce and slow it down so that we don't go doolally so soon. I reckon quite spent yassholes had something to do with it, but never mind.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds like a scintilla of good news. Thanks a lot, Alan. Let's see if they've sorted themselves out. Hackney.
Hi, Nick. Sorry about that. I left the room momentarily. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You left the room momentarily and it all went to pot, right?
Yes, well, I've got one A for you. It is the conflict between Albania and Azerbaijan. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Armenia and Azerbaijan. The peace agreement.
Yes, I solved the war between Azerbaijan. Those people have been fighting for thousands of years.
Yeah, I've got another one. It's that Air India flight, whether that's any good. You know the one where that bloke in seat 11A survived?
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, okay.
And I had the animal welfare one, but Nigel pipped me to it. So
that is the danger of being on hold. You just never know if somebody's going to get the one that you're holding out in rapture and expectation. Sadly, this time you lose. But thanks, Gabriel. 0345-6060-973. It's the A to Z of 2024 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC. We're at the very beginning at the letter A. Streatham. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Season felicitations.
Yes, thanks.
I've got a couple of A's. Following on from Edward talking about AI, AI agents who invent their own religion.
AI agents invent their own religion. This is a new one, yeah, on me. What's this?
Yeah, the story is that this company called Fundamental Research Labs put 1,000 AI agents, so these autonomous sort of AI thingies, into this game called Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, the agents, one started their own society, so some became farmers and some became traders, etc. But the best bit was that, yes, they even made their own religion. So some became priests and they started bribing each other for influence and fun stuff like that.
Wow, that's a bit too real, I think.
It's slightly scary. Yeah. I've got a couple more A's.
Go on.
Acetaminophen.
What now?
acetaminophen. I hope I don't remember, you know, the Tangerine Dream trying to say that at his press conference where RFK was saying that acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, was a cause of autism.
Right, and Trump saw that on the auto queue, and his brain sprung a leak.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And the last one is the Afghan tourism video that went viral because they had a promo, a 50-second promo with Taliban fighters with Kalashnikov rifles, etc., posing next to fake hostages. So.
Wow. That was their tourism video.
That was their tourism video.
Blimey.
Apparently the drone footage was really nice, but, you know.
Yeah, until it blew up. Right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. John says, A is for the autumn budget, a disaster for farmers, pensioners and almost everyone. Oh, please. This farmers thing is just getting ridiculous. It's got nothing to do with ordinary, average, everyday farmers. It has everything to do with people who are the super rich, who are buying up farmland as a tax dodge. If it was actually farmers, we would not have been, they wouldn't still be talking about it. It wouldn't have been acres of print if it was just about farmers. It's not about farmers. It's about it's about oligarchs and the aristocracy who own vast tracts of this country. And who wanted to use that as a tax break. But, you know, certain oily individuals in spotlessly clean wellies, they just won't let it go because they think it's good for their particular business. Let's have Bristol, Tiago.
Hi, good evening, Nick. Thanks for having me on. Holding on for this long, I feel like my ones have been covered in many different ways, but I'm still going to go for it.
Go for it.
Is a double A, is AI apologies.
AI apologies?
Yes, because, you know, nothing says we value as a customer more than a sorry message written by the same system that caused it.
Yes. Your call is not important to us.
Exactly. I mean, it's just this apology without any sort of, like, accountability. Yeah. It's just making remorse, like, frictionless.
Right. It's like saying sorry, not sorry.
I know, right? If a company can't pay someone to pretend to be sorry on their behalf anymore, like, well, how far have we come?
Exactly. Yeah.
And my second one is approved activism.
Approved activism? Approved by whom?
I wanted to say action of the Palestine variety, but I thought maybe it was a bit too polarizing. So the idea that, you know, where we draw the line or what's approved as activism, for me, is being a massive theme of 2025.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't know quite how to put that. It may under A, maybe under P. I think it'll probably go under P. But we can't go forwards, we can only go back. You've given us something to think about, but not for too long. All right. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Tiago. Pauline said, assisted dying bill being delayed by the Lords. Mulling says, A is for Angela Rayner, the resignation as the Prime Minister. No, those are part of the rules. Rule 2, I think it is that people get alphabetized by their second name, unless they're only known by one name. And if I said Angela to you, then you probably wouldn't know who I was talking about until I filled in the gaps. Let's have Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Hi, good evening, Nick.
Yes, Jan. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, we're almost there. Yes, I've got something. I've got one at the moment. I have others, but this is to do with a pioneering. It's AI. It's AI being used to give the blind their sight. With specific, and this happened this year in October, that there's a pioneering AI-powered eye implant for people who were actually blind. They couldn't see, and they had, for a particular, it's related to a form of macular degeneration.
Macular degeneration. Yeah.
So it's a breakthrough. There's not been anything like it. You know, it's quite amazing that people who were literally blind, but it's how can I put it? It's a medical breakthrough, and it involves wearing a certain type of glasses which capture the visual information.
Yeah.
An AI, a microchip has been implanted in the person's eyes. Yeah. But also there's an AI microchip linked to a computer. The one in the eye, yeah, is linked to a computer which processes the information. Through the nerve channels or through the eye and everything, and the person is able to make sense of what is in front of them to read with wearing certain augmented glasses, augmented reality glasses.
Wow, so it's like the future is now, Jan.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, though?
It is amazing. Everything you just described is incredible, yes. And more along those lines, please, straight away, medical professionals. Thank you, Jan. It comes and goes pretty quick. Those are the A's. We can go backwards and fill in gaps that you think that we might have missed. But after the news, on to the B's, the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter B on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The US Department of Justice is delaying the full release of the Jeffrey Epstein files after more than a million new documents were found. Officials say federal prosecutors in New York and the FBI uncovered the papers, which could be related to the dead paedophile and potential victims. LBC's Washington correspondent is Simon Marks.
The DOJ has received these documents to review them for release in compliance with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. We have lawyers working around the clock to review and make the legally required redactions. The DOJ saying we will release the documents as soon as possible, but due to the mass volume of material, this process may take a few more weeks.
A woman in her 20s has been killed on a motorway collision in Kent. Her car hit the central reservation of the London-bound M2 at lunchtime. Police in Northern Ireland are investigating a Christmas Eve stabbing in the town of Bangor. Two people have been taken to hospital, with one being in a critical condition. Several of the party leaders have released their Christmas messages. The Prime Minister has promised to help people struggling with the cost of living. The leader of the Liberal Democrats, Sir Ed Davey, highlighted resilience and international friendship. Kemi Badenoch has been reflecting on her first year in charge of the Conservatives.
I want to say a big thank you to everyone who has supported me during my first year as leader of the opposition. It's been the biggest challenge of my life, but it's also been a wonderful year.
Zach Polanski at the Green Party has been calling for a more compassionate migration system. The UK has become one of 14 countries to condemn an increase in the number of Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. 19 are to be created. The group of nations has issued a joint statement saying the actions of the Israeli Security Cabinet violate international law but also risk fueling instability. And hundreds of people have queued outside the Vatican to attend Pope Leo's first Christmas Eve Mass. He's been leading prayers for peace, having already urged world leaders to commit to a 24-hour truce in conflict zones. LBC weather, dry and cloudy overnight for most of the country, and winds will increase gradually in the south, cold with fog in places as well, and a low of around 0 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hi, Annie, how are you?
About Christmas stuff and decoration.
So we're up to including the letter B now. A recap of the rules. One moment, please. I've got them written down. You can't go forwards, but you can go back to fill in the gaps of the letters that we've already had. People are alphabetized by their surname unless they're known by just one name, like Madonna. You can call twice in the same show. It's the only time of the year that you can do that. And no dead people. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, a couple of entertainment bees for you.
Yes.
Barbara Broccoli sold Bond to Amazon.
Yeah. Is that a good idea?
We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. It had its ups and downs, didn't it? under their management, so...
Yes,
we'll
see. Some have been great and some haven't. And the last James Bond set a pretty high standard. I mean, the last guy who played him, Daniel Craig.
Craig.
But yeah. Let's be honest, only two of those films that he did were really good.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it was up and down a bit, hit and miss here and there. The second B was Black Sabbath's final concert in Birmingham, which... raised $140 million for local charities and, for obvious reasons, will be their last concert.
Yes, that's right. OK, very good.
Thanks, Nick.
OK, thanks, Mike. 0345-6060-973. Graham says, which letter would the kids' craze for saying 6-7 come under? Feels remiss not to include it, since both Keir Starmer and Nigel Farage cynically exploited it in order to go viral on social media. Did they? Oh, how embarrassing old people are, eh, kids? Once an older person starts saying what the kids are saying, then the kids aren't saying it anymore. Once you catch on, it's over, Grandad. 6-7. The first time I heard about that was South Park, and I guess South Park can get away with it because they're not they might be as old as Keir Starmer, the guys who make South Park, but they don't come across that way. Let's have Somerset. Hello, John.
Hello, Nick. You all right?
Yes, good, thanks.
Excellent. I just wanted to mention about Mike in Leeds or Yorkshire. He mentioned asteroids earlier.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about that, but if he has got problems with asteroids, he can get creams for that.
These are the jokes, folks.
I was going to talk about America. Can you believe it? No one mentioned America from the AU.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, yeah. It could occupy us from now until the end of time, just doing an A to Z of America. But, yeah, all right, I'll stick it on the list. America.
Stick it on the list.
America. Woo!
America, there's a big subject there, yeah. But also, I was also going to mention asylum.
Asylum.
Not just asylum seekers, but the fact that America seems to be turning into one great big asylum.
Yes. Yes,
and the
lunatics have definitely taken over.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, I believe that's true, yeah.
They have taken over, but also, like, sometimes I follow news and stuff, but sometimes I just catch snippets of it if I've got the radio on in the background and stuff. And I heard, you know, Trump always goes on about he goes on about the late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Have you heard him do that?
I have, yes. Freaky.
At his rallies and stuff.
Yeah.
And someone explained this on the radio the other day. I think it was someone on the James O'Brien program. That what it is, they think that he's confused it. So when people talk about asylum seekers, he thinks people who've come from a different country from one asylum who want a better asylum. So from one asylum to the other. Which is why he talks about Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, I've stopped trying to figure out... assume that he's got absolutely no idea what he's talking about any more than we do.
I know nothing.
Exactly.
He loves the poorly educated.
He does, yes. They give and they give. Anyway, what have you got?
Speaking of which, Kemi Badenoch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know where to start with this person. She's just been on the news as well, which threw me. She's just, thanked everybody for all of their support.
Yeah, let me count all the people who have given me support on the fingers of one hand. Yeah,
yeah. Who are these people, and where do they live? I want names.
Yeah, names. We want names, Kemi.
I hacked into a Labour MP's website, and I changed all the stuff in there to say nice things about Tories.
Is that right? Tell us a bit more about your relationship with Law and Order, Kemi Badenoch. All right, good work, John. Thanks a lot. 0345-6060-973. Tavistock. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, thanks for the card, Rose.
Oh, you got it.
I got it.
Brilliant. It's a beautiful owl. Oh, good.
It is a beautiful owl. Right there on the front going twit-to-woo, or whatever owls sound like.
Yes. And I heard the lamb today on Carols at King's.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? God,
it's Little Lamb by
Taverner.
Taverner, yeah, is the right answer. Yes. Taverner.
I've got three B's and an A.
Go ahead.
BBC. A bit obvious, isn't it, really?
Right. Under attack.
Yes. Yes. Trump is trying to, well, take over, get rid of it. And I just, I mean, there's so much on this. I just simply want to quote the adorable Simon Marks, who said, I wonder if Keir Starmer will say, get your mitts off my public broadcaster.
Yeah, Donald Trump and is going to sue the BBC for
$8,737,540,000.
And we'll probably get...
maybe four?
Yeah, maybe four. Yeah.
Oh, good. But what I loved about that sentence of Simon's, incidentally, delight upon delight, Simon Marks followed by Nick Abbott. One's cup runneth over. Put it in another way. You know, it's the possessive, and this is what we need. It is his public broadcaster. It's my public broadcaster. It's yours, you know.
I know.
And we need a bit more of that sovereignty, I think, going on.
Hands off our stuff, Donny.
Yeah, that's right. Two more B's and an A. I've got, if I may, beaver tours have started in the east, in East Devon on the River Otter, I discovered. And it's the first this year. And it's the first, England's first reintroduced wild population of beavers.
Huh.
So that's nice.
Right. On the River Otter?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, otters were hunted virtually to extinction, of course. I've got a story about that, but that's not relevant.
No.
Brown hare. She's another animal for bee. I didn't know they were allowed to shoot them. They're a declining species, but anyway, government, they're doing quite well at the moment. The government are going to stop this, at least in the breeding season.
They are producing...
stop it altogether.
They are producing a lot of good news, the government. They released a presser just the other day, which listed many of the things that they have recently done, and they put it out just before Christmas when no one was paying attention.
Any attention. Oh, God, I know. And the A is assassination, because we haven't really said that. The assassination of this Mr. Kirk, whereupon our country spent 4 days mourning a man almost nobody had ever heard of.
Yeah.
And that was the point at which I knew we are in effect under occupation, answering to a foreign regime. And subsequent events have similarly attracted no resistance whatsoever in Britain.
I know. Well, there's a certain element that wants Donald Trump to take over this country and run it as a dictator. You know, patriots. Yes.
Yet they haven't really got any brain at all, have they?
Shall I put that down as a B?
Yes!
All right, thanks a lot, Rose.
We've got off one dictator.
Right, that's right, yeah. Thanks a lot, Rose. 0345-6060-973. Mark in Loughborough says, I have the rules for Donopoly, the new family Christmas board game. Go to jail is changed to Joe to jail. Collect the $1 billion. Pass go is changed to pass Joe. Collect the $1 billion. Wow, that's just terrible. Martin, are you drunk by any chance?
Booze.
Narberth. Hello, Nigel.
Oh, hi, Nick, sorry.
Nigel.
I'm just a bit... spaced out listening to The Lamb by John Taverner.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. It is very, very groovy.
Yowza.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right, I've got some B's. I've got Baba, which is Buy Anything But American.
Oh. B-A, Buy Anything But American. Oh, okay.
The Canada campaign in response to Trump trying to make them the 51st state.
Yes. I'm trying to keep in mind all of the countries that I disapprove of, that to whose goods I will refuse in the supermarket. It's getting difficult to do.
Yeah, quite. The next B was a guy called Daniel Bauer, B-A-R-R, who was the guy who, the Liverpool parade where the crowd. Daniel Barr was the guy who jumped into the car and basically managed to stop him, in effect.
Right.
So another local hero kind of thing.
Okay.
So good man. My next one was beavers.
We just had that, beavers. Why do you say beavers?
They became a protected species in Wales this year.
Right. So they found some to protect them. I thought that they were few and far between. But I guess that's why you would protect them.
Yeah, absolutely. Quite rare, and so now that become protected and have become an indigenous species.
Right.
Should we say? Last ones. Cory Booker, the guy who spoke in the US Senate for 25 hours and 5 minutes without a break.
A filibuster.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Sort of stood up and didn't have a wee or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just. Really? You're not even allowed to have a 5-minute pause to go to the loo. You've got to stand there. Absolutely. Otherwise, as soon as you stop talking, then it's game over. That seems unreasonable, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But I suppose it is a way to, put a time limit on people talking.
Quite right. I've got Russell Brand.
Right.
Russell Brand, who shared a hoax saying that Penelope Keith was responsible for the assassination of JFK.
I didn't know that.
Honestly, it's true. I'll send you the link.
No, don't. No, don't.
Okay.
Okay, and finally.
What do I choose?
We're losing you. You have to get to higher ground.
Okay, Suella Braverman.
Yeah.
Yeah, said that Italy borders Turkey.
Oh.
Warning, it doesn't. And she claimed that Italy has built a wall on the mythical Italy-Turkey land border.
A big, beautiful wall, yeah. And, of course, if they build a wall, there's absolutely no way to get past it.
If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it. But get to the other side of that wall.
Get to the other side of that Italy-Turkey border wall. Yeah, that's just good advice. Thanks a lot, Nigel. 0345-6060-973. Oh, blimey, look at the time. So I'll take a break and we'll come back. We are blasting our way through the internet. They come and go pretty quickly, so you've got to get in there. We're up to and including the letter B on LBC.
LBC.
New year, new you. Maybe. New year, new car. Definitely. Upgrade your year with a new Vauxhall Fonterra Electric or any car from our award-winning range. With 0% APR over 4 years with a minimum 20% deposit and £1,000 off on top of all other offers. That's a resolution worth sticking to. Search Vauxhall today. £1,000 saving on new car orders until the January 2026. Personal contract purchase, 20% deposit, 18 plus. Subject to status and availability. T's and C's, Stellantis Financial Services.
When your favourite celebs strut their stuff. When the underdog rises to the occasion. When you can't believe the judges' scores.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Wish I could pass a dobe like that.
Well, for starters, you could pass a those bickies.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels. So you can enjoy every twist and turn of your favourite reality show. Search TV licence together.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
You know, I did three of them today. I did a little one, a little tiny one, and then I did a really big one. I did a big one, and I'm still raring to go.
Good boy, Donnie. Haven't you done well? 0345 6060 973. Don't ask me what he was talking about. Absolutely no idea. Streatham, hello, Mark.
Hello again.
Hello again,
I have four Bs.
Yes.
So I'll start with a quick and easy one, the Birmingham bin strike.
Oh, right.
Yes, and I think the best bit is, although it's started on March the 11th, the agency workers who they brought in to clear the backlog have also now gone on strike because of bullying.
Right. Okay, well, I hope it works out for them.
So my next B is bucket catches burglar. So this one is up in Northumbria, where some residents there had a spate of burglars in the area, set up some Home Alone style traps for.
Really?
So they caught this poor chap who was burgling because he tripped over a piece of string that was attached to a bucket of water.
Right. okay, and then they set his hair on fire, or
not quite.
Hit him in the face with a can of paint.
If only, but the best bit was he's got 108 previous convictions.
Wow,
including 25 for burglaries. So I think they got the right fella.
Maybe they did. Yeah, we don't advise that you set up traps to catch people, whether you enjoy Home Alone or not.
Exactly. And going over to the States, hopefully a nice US story. In Baltimore, a cyclist who's been collecting lost hubcaps has turned them into art. He's got 700 hubcaps, and he's turned them into things like Christmas wreaths and a giant fish and a sculpture of Snoopy.
Wow, that's not going on the list.
Fair enough. Okay, last one, yes. Last attempt.
Throw this one at the wall, see what happens.
Exactly. A baby seal walks into a bar. So this is in New Zealand, where the owner walked in one day and thought there was a dog in there, but it was actually a baby seal, and they lured it out when it was hiding under the dishwasher with some salmon-topped pizza.
Right. I definitely thought that was the setup to a joke. A seal walks into a bar.
I thought you might, but I have no material.
No, I was trying to think of a joke that would go with that, and I just can't do it. But good effort. Thanks a lot, Mark. 0345-6060-973. Let's see now. I've been waiting the longest. It looks like Newark. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, once again. Well, the Beckhams have been in the news this year.
Oh, God. When have they not been in the news?
Well, poor old Brooklyn's had a split up with his family, and... Yeah. Unfortunately, hopefully they might get together again for Christmas, but his dad did get his knighthood.
Yes, the knighthood, right, okay.
The Americans should be nice to us now. I know Britain should be recognised better than what the Americans are giving us. They did tax Britain on various things when our Prime Minister went over there.
Yeah.
I thought that's not very nice, was it, really?
No, not really. Even though our Prime Minister pulled the invitation to have a dinner with King Charles out of his pocket, like he was presenting Trump with something he'd won on a game show.
I'm sorry about that. What about the boat crossing? Is it worth mentioning about the boats crossing over to the UK from unfortunately, that's not happening. It's happening all over the time, isn't it?
Okay.
We did have Venezuela get invaded by the Americans, jumped on one of their boats, didn't they, really?
That's going to have to come under V. We're going to be in want of suggestions on V, so I'm going to hold it over to there. Venezuela,
I'll get that next time, then.
Okay, good work. Thanks a lot, Lawrence. Let's see now, what have we got? This text says, Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General, who is the head of the Justice Department and chief law enforcement officer, has been delaying the release of the Epstein files on instruction from Donald Trump. Well, maybe.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes. Yeah, we're still talking about Jeffrey Epstein, Donnie. There's absolutely nothing that you have done so far that has taken our mind of it. I think maybe he's going to have to shift up a gear.
I'll bring us into war.
Maybe that would take our mind off it. Yeah, no doubt. World War III. Birmingham. Hello, Jason.
All right, Nick. Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Nick, I've got 5 Bs. I'm going to reel them off. Yeah. The first one is Andy Byram, the CEO of Astronomer, who was caught on the Coldplay kiss cam.
Oh, right. Was that him, Andy Byram, the
that's
CEO
his name, yeah.
of... What was the company's name again?
Astronomer, I think it's called.
Right.
I can spell it out for you if you want.
No, that's all right. Andy Byron, the CEO, caught on the kiss cam. That's all anybody will remember about that. Yeah.
Yeah. what I caught with his, what was it again, head of HR?
I don't remember that detail, but if that is true, then, I mean, how perfect is that?
Yeah. And the next one is, you're going to love this one, Lauren Boebert at the beginning of the year. When Trump pardoned the January insurrectioners, offered to give a free guided tour to the Capitol building.
Right, bring your own axe and Indian headdress. Yeah.
Yes. So she did that one. The next B is the barefoot protester that climbed Big Ben and waved the Palestine flag.
Barefoot?
Yeah, barefoot protest. It was barefoot when he climbed.
Now, that's quite a sharp building. Why would you go barefoot?
I do not know, but he was caught on camera with that. So that was that one that's okay. Early on this year. That was in March.
Right, yeah.
The next one happened in January was Bishop Myron Bubbles, I think. Extraordinary words that he said to Trump, implored him to be merciful.
But that's under B for Bishop. I think maybe not.
Is it Myron Bubbles or Myron Bubbles? His name is. I'm not quite sure on that one. So it's up to you if you want to take that one.
All right.
And the last one is the. I'll spell it out. It's the something baller. So it's B-E-I-G-N-E-T. Bayonets baller. That was the nickname given to a baby by the Pelicans basketball team, which is a New Orleans basketball team. And at halftime on their shows, they have all the fans that bring their babies. And what it is, the dads are at one end, the moms are at the other, and it's the quickest baby that can cross a 10-meter gap. And this baby literally flew right across.
Why are they calling it a bayonet? Because a bayonet is a kind of a, in New Orleans, yeah. It's a, like a donut.
I know, but Nick, you'll have to see. I don't know why they've nicknamed him that, but that's what they call him. But you want to see how this baby crawled very, very quick from his mom to the dad. The babies, the ages can only be between 9 months to 11 months old, and only 20 babies can participate. He was the fastest ever baby to make that distance.
And what happens to the what happens to the losers? Get sent to a Salvadorian jail?
Most likely.
Oh.
And Nick, just before you go, I know you love your films, and I listen to your podcasts, and I've just got one bit of trivia to give to you, to correct you. You know Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator, and he goes into the police station and he looks. That line when he says, "I'll be back," was not a line that was done by the writers of the film. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger's own line, because he didn't like. They wanted him just to barely just look and turn around and walk away.
Hmm.
But he thought it was a bit too plain.
Yeah.
He thought it was a bit too plain. So he said, how about if I just say this line? So they let him say the line, and then it stuck, and that's what stuck with him.
It's become if not the most famous line in the history of film.
Yes, that one. And, you know, get to the chopper as well. That was his line that was made up as well in Predator.
Right. We're loving your work, Arnie. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Yeah, that wouldn't have worked. That scene without him saying because he's checking out the reinforcements that the police are behind. You know, the glass and all of that. He just checks it out, looks up and down. I'll be back, and he was almost immediately. Croydon, hello, Simon.
Yes, hello, Nick, and
Simon.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Happy Yuletide to
you. Yeah, the same back at you.
I've got two bees. I'll give you the lightweight one first so you can gird your loins for the horror that's to come with the second one. The first one, Steve Bray, in April, was cleared of public disorder. Steve Bray was the Stop Brexit man who's been... Yeah, and the actual offence... I mean, this is amazing how, you know, we just forget the horror that happened just the previous year. I mean, March 2024, he was charged with the public order offence when he played the Darth Vader theme tune as a certain Prime Minister, who at the time was Tichy Soonsacked.
Right.
he was a Star Wars fan, apparently. So anyway, he's cleared in April. So there you go.
Have you ever heard his work up close?
What, Darth Vader?
No,
Steve Bray.
Steve Bray.
His
sound system is so unbelievably loud. You wouldn't believe how loud it is. It's like rock concert volume.
Well, there you go. He's still getting away with it, and good luck to him. I say. Now, the second B, I'm sorry about this, you weren't not going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Big Boy Funnel Web. It's a very, very large new species of deadly funnel web spider.
Oh, my God.
I could send you a photo.
No, thank you. That's all right.
It's horrible. I mean, I like spiders. I love spiders. I pick them up, play with them. They're lovely. Awful. This thing, it's about the size of my hand. It's black. It looks truly evil.
Well, as long as it's not furry.
It's not furry. It's sort of muscly. It's sort of worse than furry. It looks a bit like the alien. You know, those sort of knuckles.
Yes. Muscly spider. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Okay.
Gotta go. 0345 6060 973. Don't even think about putting a picture up on my screen of that muscly spider. I mean it. Archie in Inverness says, B is for Bates, reportedly received a seven-figure sum from the post office, while other claimants only got a fraction of that. Did he? Seven figures. Jeremy says, if it's not been done already, A is for authoritarianism, as in what our friends across the pond are currently slipping into.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
And Rachel says, B is for Bonnie Blue, who claims to have slept with 1,057 men during a single day, but she was also detained and deported from Indonesia for breaching their strict anti-pornography laws. Right. moving on, 0345 6060 973. We are up to and including the letter B on the A to Z of 2025 on LBC, where it is 11:30 on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
The US Department of Justice is delaying the full release of the Jeffrey Epstein files after more than a million new documents were found. Officials say federal prosecutors in Manhattan and the FBI uncovered the papers. A 22-year-old man's been arrested on the suspicion of attempted murder following the stabbing of a teenage boy in Plymouth. The 14-year-old suffered multiple wounds in the city centre on Monday evening. And North Korea has tested a long-range surface-to-air missile. State media says the launch was overseen by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. LBC weather, dry and cloudy overnight for much of the UK, with winds increasing in the south, cold with fog in places, and a low of around 0 degrees.
This is LBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard your flight to Geneva. This is your captain speaking, and I would like to take a second to welcome our very special guests. All the skis and snowboards that enjoy a free flight to Winter Wonderland.
The best skiing experiences start with the right airline. Book your winter holiday now on Swiss.com and enjoy free gear transport.
Unfold a world of on-the-go entertainment with the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 7. The massive 8-inch main screen means you'll see the bigger picture as every exciting moment unfolds. Share every highlight and keep the whole family entertained wherever you go. Buy yours now and claim £300 cashback. Conveniently available to spend in your Samsung wallet. Purchase before January 29th from a participating retailer. Claim on the Samsung website within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Creatives. It's time to get prepped for the media business. And where better than Global Academy? Here's Atina, a media business student in year 12.
Being a young creative at Global Academy means that I get to turn my passion into a career. From studying creative enterprise, I've already learnt how to market my own business and gain knowledge about the business side of the industry.
Global Academy. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12. GlobalAcademy.com.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Hang on there, Nick. Listen. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is this, Nick Ross.
We are up to and including the letter B on the A to Z of 2025 as we press ahead because time is against us. Hoylake, Nora.
Hiya, Nick.
Nora.
I was watching Mozart during the A's, so I don't know what you've had, but I'm guessing you've got Andrew.
Yeah, we've got Andrew. Yeah, we've got Andrew. Who?
Okay. The asteroid.
And we've got the asteroid, which is called, doesn't really matter. Oh, it's miles away.
I
think you'll find that is statistically accurate, by the way. It is miles away. Yeah, that's true. It's a true fact.
So, and B, battleship that Trump wants to name after himself.
Oh, yeah, the Trump,
battleship.
Trump ship. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Biden as well, auto, there's an A there as well, auto pen.
The auto pen. We had that one already.
Did you get that? Sorry.
That was, all of this happened while you were watching Mozart.
Yeah.
How is he, by the way?
He's not looking good. He's 7 no. days from his death, so.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, is that it?
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's excellent. That's all you needed to say, and it sounds like you said it. Thank you, Nora. Pauline says, T. Blair, Tony Blair, allegedly was to be in the Gaza International Transit Transitional Authority, but he might not be after all, says Pauline. A is for authoritarianism. I think we've had that one. Blimey, have I read all of the messages so far? That can't be true. It can't be true. B is for Andrew Burnham, potential candidate to replace Keir Starmer as the Prime Minister. Well, yeah. Well, call me when it happens. York, hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
I've got three.
Yes.
The Block Everything campaign in France.
Block Everything?
Yeah. Don't you remember that one?
That sounds like a line from that movie with Marlon Brando. What are you protesting against? What have you got? Block everything?
Yeah.
In furtherance of what cause?
Well, they were dissatisfied with the government. There's something to do with austerity measures, I think.
Oh, right.
Well, so they wanted to block everything. as they do in France.
They do, yes. You tell them that, tell the police that they're not allowed to take a break in the street and drink wine. I've seen them do that with my own eyeballs. And the police themselves will start throwing slabs of pavement at themselves. Yeah.
There's funny lot, aren't they, in France?
Yes. I'm not sure whether that's a racist thing to say, but I think you are right. Yes, they are amusing.
Yeah. And the second one, Blue Peter no longer goes out live.
Was Blue Peter always live?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it was.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yep.
Why?
Look it up.
I certainly will do nothing of the sort. But what would be the point of doing it live? I mean, there's so much that could go wrong. Why sometimes it did. What? Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, just ask John Noakes and the elephant.
Exactly. And they caught fire to something. I think something caught fire one day as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Was that John Noakes too?
Probably.
John Noakes caught fire.
Something in the studio caught fire. Right. I can't remember what it was.
I am amazed that these days Blue Peter is still a thing. They're still making that.
You
would have thought that kids would be more, sophisticated than to enjoy such a such an innocent pastime.
I don't think it's on BBC One anymore, is it? Right. It's on one of the other channels.
Okay.
And my third one is Blowers.
Blowers?
Now, that's B-L-O-W-E-R-S. That's a horse, and it was the longest-priced winner in UK racing. 300-1.
Oh, damn it. I missed it.
Didn't you have a bet on that one?
No, I didn't. Is it too late?
Yes. But just suppose you had a tenner on it.
I know. You would have won, let me see now. You carry the three and £30? More or less £30.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Nobody really knows, Jan. It's arithmetic. It's not really a specific science. It's more about feelings, arithmetic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Blowers. And he was named after Henry Blofeld, a cricket commentator. You'll know him.
No. I know. I thought that you were going to tell me that he was the baddie in Diamonds Are Forever, but that's not who that is. No.
No.
That was Ernst Stavro. Blimey, I pulled that one out of the air. How can I remember that and I have got no idea what I did yesterday?
That's amazing, isn't it?
I am incredible, aren't I?
Yeah. You are. That's my lot.
Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Jan. Kevin in Manchester says, B is for the big, beautiful bill eventually being passed by the US Congress. Absolutely, yes. Very good. Oldbury. Hello, Ranjit.
Hi, you're right.
Yes, good, thanks.
I've got a Blue Peter-related one.
Yes.
The producer was Biddy Baxter, yeah?
Right.
And she was one of the longest producers ever on Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Biddy
Baxter.
Not really. I mean, unless she did something this last year.
She might have kind of passed away this year or the year before, but time flies. Okay, and the other one, it's, rest in peace, people on Bondi Beach.
Bondi Beach, yes.
Yeah. And the other one, Trump's best get-out-of-jail card. Biden. Each time he blames everything that goes wrong, it's Biden's fault.
Yeah,
this is Biden's war.
That's right.
Biden's economy.
Biden's economy, yes. That's right. Donald Trump, every now and again, will wake up to remind us that Biden was sleepy. Yeah.
Mm. It's funny when he's asleep as well, isn't he now, right? And, I just thought, because everything that goes wrong is Biden's fault. Sometimes he blames Barack Obama.
Oh, Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah,
Barack Hussein Obama, so that's another B, you know what I mean? And he invented a country, didn't he? Or somebody had that one. Azerbaijan, whatever it was called.
Well, he invented a war between Azer and Bajan, yeah.
Yeah, so that's an A and a B.
They hate each other, by the way. I don't know why, but, you know, it's a war that's gone back in time, thousands of years, Azer and Bajan. Why can't people just get along?
I know, and then he said as well, the war between India and Pakistan has been going on for thousands of years, and Pakistan was only invented in 1947.
Yes.
And India, it was all... Oh, my God. I can't wait for this year. I can't wait till next November, to be honest with you, see what's going to happen.
I wouldn't hold out for anything good there, Ranjit. But, you know, fingers crossed. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Sanjeev says, B is for Blob the Builder. Can't take credit for this one. Heard it on the Stephen Colbert Show. It fits so well with Trump's ballroom building aspirations. Well, Blob the Builder is on that big list of Trump's nicknames that are also going to go in the book. And I didn't realize that's where that came from. Somebody called in and said that. There's stealing material.
Oh, no.
That's okay. Everything's been done under the sun. Hey, by the way, that new 50th anniversary of Wish You Were Here is just blooming marvellous.
Rock and roll!
It sounds fantastic. Some of those old albums, they don't sound that good. They sound like they're sitting inside the speakers rather than all around you. And that new release, it's all around you, baby. All around my head. Witham, Alex.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Alex.
It's my birthday today. Your I mentioned that.
Birthday? That's a bit, that's just way too close to Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit unlucky to have a birthday on Christmas Eve.
Very unlucky. Yeah, you'll only have ever got one present, I would imagine.
Yeah, that does happen. You get birthday and Christmas lumped in one, which can be a bit cheeky, depending on what it is.
Well, I know. I mean, as a kid growing up, that must have been a blooming nightmare. I would have insisted on two different sets of presents. One for, but I think parents should think carefully about this before they, you know,
disgusting.
Before they,
yeah, it's too late for me to go back.
I suppose so. Yeah. Anyway, what do you got for us?
So I've got a bunch of A's and a B.
Right.
So. Are you? You said you weren't going to include deaths. Does that include the Air India crash that occurred?
Well, Air India is on the list, but it's not. You know, I don't do individuals who have passed away. Otherwise, this entire A to Z will be just the recently deceased.
Yeah, fair enough. I've got one then. Ahmed al-Sharaa, the president of Syria, who was elected this year.
Ahmed al, wouldn't that come under? S.
Possibly. You make the rules.
I'll think about it.
I've got others, though.
I'll
best
look it up later. Okay, go ahead.
The Australian election, won by Anthony Albanese.
Australian election. Mm-hmm.
The Alaska meeting between Captain Fat Sparrow and Evil Dobby.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about going to America if I were you for at least the next 10 years, Alex. That has definitely put you on a list. You are going to jail.
Yeah, I'm on the American list.
Yeah.
With these nicknames.
Okay, Alaska meeting.
And
Trump and Vlad.
Is Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro.
27 years he's been sentenced in prison for an attempted coup when he lost, unlike a certain other country that begins with A.
Yes, and the exact same scenario and a completely different result. Yes, I mean it should have been perhaps the other way around for the benefit of the world.
Oh, shut up!
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Alex. 0345 6060 973. It's the A to Z of 2025. We're constructing the definitive list of the year, which can only be done with the wisdom of crowds, because the kind of stuff that comes on this list. You could sit down as a solo person, as a person on your own, is what I meant. And you could think from now until the end of time, and you wouldn't come up with half of these. So once it's done, it goes in the big book that comes out at the end of the year, the beginning of next year. And that'll be on Kindle, along with my take of the year as it unfolded, mostly through the lens of the show that I do on Friday and Saturday. I'm also going to put all of these, must be getting on for 100 nicknames for Donald Trump, and the Donald Trump bingo card, almost all of which has been ticked off. Very, very few predictions of Trump's behaviour that have not actually come to pass. Off the top of my head, I think the only one that's left is him appearing on stage in military uniform, which, as I must have said 100 times, is probably because they can't find one that comes in his size.
I'm Sheila Fogarty. Thank you for your calls throughout the year on LBC.
And I am mixed race. I was heavily considering a future in the armed forces. I had to really reconsider how I felt towards dying for a country that seemed like it didn't really want me in it.
Do you find it acceptable for all migrants and asylum seekers to be regarded with suspicion as predators?
Yes.
I'll be back next week taking your calls on LBC.
When your favourite celebs strut their stuff, when the underdog rises to the occasion, when you can't believe the judges' scores.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Wish I could pass a dobe like that.
Well, for starters, you could pass a those bickies.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels, so you can enjoy every twist and turn of your favourite reality show. Search TV licence together.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
Think about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese.
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Subject to availability.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard your flight to Geneva. This is your captain speaking, and I would like to take a second to welcome our very special guests. All the skis and snowboards that enjoy a free flight to Winter Wonderland.
The best winter holidays start with the right airline. Book your family trip to Winter Wonderland now on Swiss.com and enjoy free gear transport.
Leading Britain's conversation, Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Right, so what are we doing?
Given we are doing a radio show, specifically it is the A to Z of 2025. It's happening now. It's up to and including the letter B. Tooting. Jan.
Hi again, Nick.
Yes, yeah, Jan.
I've got a couple of these. The first one is to do with billions. So it's to do with the, you know, the 210 billion of Russian assets that was held in Belgium, that was Europe was planning, was looking to use that to help reconstruct Kiev, to help and get the money back from Ukraine.
Yeah, I think that's going to have to go under R for Russian, because billions is not what it's about. It's about the Russian money, so it's going to go...
Oh, my assets. What did about putting it under assets because it was Russian assets that were being held in mainly Belgium.
Yes,
but
that's
it
right.
It failed this week.
But
it failed. The plan to use that money failed.
But,
so what, it could go under Russian assets.
No.
Billions of assets.
No, Jan. It's going to go under R for Russian because that is the nature of it. It's Russian.
Oh, well, what about the plan that failed? That plan failed. So it's just that the European bloc is raising 90 billion of its own to loan to Ukraine.
Yes.
So that failed. It's just now, this Friday, gone.
Right. But it's going to go under R for
all right. Oh, that goes
Russian.
Under, all right, I've got a B yeah. for black holes.
Black holes?
Yeah. So, but it involves, it's a science one, it involves AI to help make films of black holes, which have never been done before. I've got the name of the doctor who's leading the project.
Like, no, that's okay. How can you make a film of a black hole? All light descends into the black hole. How can you make a film of something that ain't got no light? What?
No, they've been given $4 million for a research project to use artificial intelligence to create the first 3D films of black holes.
Right, so it's just a cartoon then? They're just making it up?
No,
of course they are. How can you make a film of a black hole? Because the very nature of a black hole is that light cannot escape it.
No, because it's something to do with about 3D films showing how plasma flows around black holes, demonstrating
plasma.
How time and space is bent
right.
by their extreme gravity. And
okay.
this is a Dr. Kazunora Akiyama. but the thing is, I can't find. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't seen what country he's based in.
Yeah.
But I think it's England.
Right.
I don't know. But
okay,
but
I'm sure he does excellent work, but it's not going on the list.
Oh, okay, all right. So the assets about Russian things. That's going then. You're under Russia then.
Oh, that's going to be under Russia.
I think quite a lot of my things are. The B. What did I help? No. I won't hold you up there because I haven't.
You haven't thought it through?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've got a lot of information, but I haven't got it all to hand.
Oh, well, I'll wait.
My whole room is filled up with his papers.
Oh, I'm not doing anything, Jan. I'll wait. No, I'm kidding. Gotta go. But thanks for that, Jan. You want to throw some of those newspapers out? You're not one of those ladies that collects everything and you've got so much stuff in your room you can't find the door, are you? Yeah, have a little clear out. You know, a spring cleaning early. Why not? Treat yourself. Tiago, Bristol.
Oh, hi, Nick. Thanks for having me on again. I had to call in B for Brazil.
Why is that?
Oh, well, as the self-appointed Brazilian correspondent, you've got to think about how Brazil took center stage this year with COP30, standing up for Trump's tariffs, you know, when he threatened to tariff us if we didn't free Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro, as mentioned, you know, coup attempt being made an example of on the world stage.
Right.
Brazil also having the presidency of the BRICS economic group, where we as a, you know, fairly strong democracy, as proven by process, having the year of the likes of Russia and China as a non-aligned country is a benefit to democracy in the West.
Yeah, BRICS, that was the thing that Donald Trump kept going on about. BRICS, nobody heard about BRICS before. It's like, it's things in a bag, like groceries or something like that. I don't know.
Well, they were flying the idea of having their own currency to try to topple the dollar.
Right.
Don't know how far that would go, but they even made their mock designs and all that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have one more, if you allow me. Burnout. It's not a new thing, but I feel like it's good that people have a name to call it by. But I feel it is very 2025, rebranding, being exploited to the point of exhaustion as some sort of personal self-failure, mismanagement of yourself, rather than, you know, a problem with how everyone is just being worked to the bone.
Right. It's curious, isn't it, that all of these labour-saving devices, supposedly labour-saving devices, and with each one that is invented, we seem to work harder, not less.
No, exactly. And then we're going to work ourselves so hard to the point of irrelevance.
That's right. We're all about to get fired by a small box with a blinking light on top.
Affirmative.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Tiago. There's something to look forward to. But, you know, those psycho tech bros, all the money that they'll have made by firing us all, they're going to share fairly. Yeah, that's what they said. Somerset. Hello, John.
Oh, Nick, how are you?
Good, again. Thanks.
Brilliant. We're nearly there.
We're nearly at the end of the hour and about to start on the seas. Yeah. Oh, you mean we're nearly there with you-know-who's you-know-what? Yes.
Absolutely correct. Hopefully. We've got the right day.
Mm.
But, I've got B, Banksy.
Okay, why?
But I'll tell you in a sec. Also, earlier, someone else has stolen my thunder because I was going to say Bonnie Blue.
Mm.
And then the next caller said Blowers. And
let's just go back to Banksy.
Let's go back to Banksy. Have you seen, because it's Centrepoint, which is not far from where you work.
Yeah.
He's done a new Banksy.
Oh, is it the thing where somebody's lying, like one or two people are lying down and pointing up?
That's it. And some people have interpreted it. It's that it might be a sort of claim about or a statement about homelessness. But I think it's a general claim or a general statement about the state of the UK. It's that we might be in the gutter, but we're still looking at the stars.
Looking at the stars. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
That can go in, can't
I'm it? Sure it's as good as everything else that Banksy has ever done.
Boring!
Do you not like Banksy?
They're just cartoons. They're one-cell gags. I mean, come on, people. It's not art any more than the cartoonist who does the gigglesome tune on the front page of the Daily Telegraph is an artist.
Did you not like my Dismaland?
I didn't go.
Oh, do you know what it was about?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I saw pictures. It was, yeah, I guess that was something, I suppose. But really, there's a man who's been praised beyond his abilities, in my opinion. It's random. You know, the art world does seem to be completely random. It's they might as well pull a ball out of one of those bingo machines. It's your turn, regardless of any ability or otherwise. But, okay, I'll stick him on the list if you insist. Thanks, John. 0345-6060-973. Elstree, Joe.
Oh, hello, Nick. Evening there. Nick. I think, Bill, to sum up 2025, Bill has to stand for B-I-L-L. You know, the Bill Clinton files. The guy's photos everywhere. Courting with young girls, swimming in jacuzzis.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sums up his whole career, doesn't it? You know,
not really.
Admonishing the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. Uh-huh.
Okay,
but a lawyer.
Yeah, the rules are, though, Joe, it's the second name, not the first name. People are alphabetized by their second name, not their first name, unless they're only known by one name. Like Jesus, for instance. So that's a no. And furthermore...
No.
No, those are the rules, and the rules are applied very strictly. Let's have East Yorkshire. Mike.
Nick, I've got on something.
I couldn't hear a word you just said there, Mike.
I've got on a bit quicker than I expected.
Oh.
So, I can't do my C, so I'll do an A.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got the return of the stranded astronauts this year. After being in space for a year at the space station,
they finally
got returned home safely.
Well, safely, though? I mean, we don't really know, do we? This is one of those stories where journalists don't bother to do any catch-up, because we were interested that they were stuck up there, and then the story came that they were coming back down, and then what? Because to be stuck up there for that period of time, it's going to have some sort of effect on your body. But we don't know, because nobody can be bothered to find out.
No, they're the guinea pigs, aren't they? They're, no doubt they're being tested right, left and centre. And it might turn out not good news for them, but hopefully it wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do suffer, I've got every sympathy for them, because it wasn't their fault, basically. They were trying to do us all some good.
Were they, though?
Well, yeah, it's kind of the research and...
but know, research into what? What is it that they're doing up there, really? I mean, does anybody have any idea? I mean, it's costing enough. I don't suppose that we are actually spending that much money on it ourselves. But what's come from it? I don't know why I'm asking you. Why would you know?
Well, certain medicines have come from it. They've found ways of making medicines in that environment that we couldn't do on Earth. And then once we discover it is possible, we've gone further and created the medicine back on Earth again when we thought it was impossible.
Well, hush my mouth. Then they should carry on and wish them all the very best. Just don't get stuck. All right.
See you next hour.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Mike. Here are the rules. These are very strict rules and must be obeyed. You cannot go forwards, but you can go back to fill in the gaps of the letters we've already had. People are alphabetized by their surname unless they're known by just one name, like Elvis. You can call twice. The only shows of the year that you can do that. And no dead people. This must not become a list of the recently deceased. It's the A to Z of 2025. Up to and including the letter C after the new news on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight. More than a million more documents which could be linked to Jeffrey Epstein have been found in the US. The Department of Justice there says it's now going through them before they can be made public. More now from LBC's Joe Hawkins.
It's believed the latest batch of documents was discovered by the FBI and the US Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. The Justice Department, which has already missed a compliance deadline for the publication of all the Epstein files, says lawyers are now working around the clock to make redactions. They're required to protect any victims who may have been mentioned, and officials are warning this process may take a few weeks.
A man's been charged with murder after a stabbing in northwest London. A 40-year-old man died in hospital after being found at an address in Maida Vale last weekend. President Zelensky of Ukraine has suggested he's open to the creation of a demilitarized zone in the east of the country as part of current attempts to end the war with Russia. Representatives from Kyiv and also Washington have been holding talks in Florida, but the Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov is saying little.
Based on the information received by the head of state, we now intend to formulate our further position and continue our contacts in the very near future through the existing channels.
One of the main roads into Liverpool is closed this morning following a double vehicle collision. It happened on the East Lancashire Road in Croxteth just before 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Four people, including an 8-year-old boy, have been taken to hospital. And Nigel Farage has released his Christmas message, filmed partially in a Clacton pub. He's also been visiting constituents at the town's football club, along with shops and homes.
We've been out collecting gifts from the butcher so the ambulance crews can have a really good meal on Christmas Day, and just going out around the community and feeling very much they were actually pleased for the local MP to make the effort to come to see them.
In his message, Sir Keir Starmer has thanked those in the NHS, the military and the emergency services who are working during Christmas Day. LBC weather, dry and cloudy overnight for much of the country, with winds increasing in the south. It'll be cold with fog in many places as well. We'll see a low in some areas of 0 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
This is absolute tosh.
Hello.
Did Nigel Farage just make Christmas about himself? The local people were thrilled that their local MP had come to walk among them. I very much doubt that. I want to see evidence of that, Nigel. 0345 6060 973. It is the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter C. Now, if we... if you feel that there are things that we've missed in A and B, then you can fill in those gaps. But we cannot go forwards. And on that subject, somebody's written in, where is it? Hang on a minute, please. Mm-hmm. One moment. It was right there in front of me, and now I've lost it. Oh, well, never mind. Now we'll never know. I'll find it. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It's York. Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
I've got three.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. It's my voice.
Yeah.
It's going queer.
It is.
Anyway, let's press on.
Pressing on.
The Coalition of the Willing.
Oh, very good.
And Cadbury's, they changed their roses wrappers. Did you know that?
Cadbury's roses?
Yeah.
They
changed their wrappers. They now tell you what the chocolate is.
I don't really know what Cadbury's roses... What are Cadbury's roses?
Chocolates.
Yeah, but are they all different ones, like a bag of Revels?
Yeah.
Do they still
make
Revels?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I think so, yes.
Right. When was the last time you bought a bag of Revels?
Oh, can't remember.
1966.
Probably. No, but these roses wrappers, they now tell you what's inside.
Right. And that...
I don't know why they've done that.
But isn't that a good thing?
Well, no, it's nice to get surprised, don't you think?
Well, it depends. I mean, if in a bag of Revels you pick one out and it had the shape of the orange one, ooh, so yummy. But in fact, when you bit into it, it turned out to be the coconut one. Then that would be very disappointing.
Not for me. I love coconut.
Right, well, I'll know where to send them if I come across one.
Right, thanks.
I'll pop them in the post.
Right, my next one, my last one, Carbridge and Darver Moor in the Scottish Highlands.
Carbridge and what?
Darver, D-A-V-A.
D-A-V-A, yeah.
It caught fire this year, and it was Britain's first mega fire.
First mega fire, well, first of many, I would imagine.
Well, it's got to be over 10,000 hectares to be a megafire.
Right. Yes, well, we're expecting a lot more of that. It's either we're either going to be on fire or drowning, one of the two.
One or the other, yeah.
Yeah, or both at the same time, perhaps, if we're lucky. Yeah.
One will put the other out.
Well, that would be an ideal circumstance, yes.
Correct.
Okay, good work. Thanks a lot,
Jan.
0345 6060973. Let's see now. Carnforth. Hey, Penny.
Oh, yep, Nick. You all right?
Yes, good, thanks.
Oh, good. Well, season's greetings and all the rest of it.
The same to you.
Just got one that popped into my head. So I usually used to keep a list, but I'm so fuddled at the minute and surviving on 4 hours sleep a night, so brains are not in full working order
right.
at all. So, civil liberties... in this country, the attack on,
yes.
Particularly this year, the government have decided that you can't protest more than a required amount of times in the same place.
Yeah, you can't do
about
this.
The same thing.
And you can't do that.
Yes, exactly. And this has been commented on by the UN, actually, and by Amnesty International. And there are various things that are going on, which I will come to at later on.
That's another juncture.
Yes.
Well, it's been Amnesty International and Donald Trump are saying the same thing. What a wonderful world. Eh?
It's amazing because, you know, J.D. Vance has been going on about free speech in this country, and I thought, I have never agreed with anything you ever said, J.D. Vance, but I do agree with you on this one.
Right.
Because the latest thing is words, apparently the Met Police and GM. You know, Greater Manchester Police are now saying that you can't say certain words at protests, which the politicians are encouraging. I can't remember who it was now. The other day was going on about a particular word, which I won't mention now because
that
will come up later. but you know, now we've got the thought police on the words you can say. You can only protest so many times. And in so many, you know, so many times in one place, and about so many things.
Well, it's not the thought police, though, Annie. It's the speech police. Different.
Yes,
you can
is.
Think anything you blooming well like, just don't say it out loud. That's all.
Well, yes, and I've got a pair of earrings with a slogan on that the government don't really like at the minute. They haven't banned it yet.
I would eat them straight away, Annie. Just yes. Eat them right now. Trust
yes.
me.
Am I going to be allowed to, you know, am I going to be done for actually wearing earrings as opposed to saying the words out loud?
Yes and yes in that order.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
All right, I'll stick it on the list. Civil liberties, the war on. Thanks, Annie. Let's see. Aylesford. Tony.
Hello, Nick.
Tony.
A C.
A C.
Storm Claudia.
Ah, very good. Claudia.
Yes, but I want to have a conversation about this because in the news when it happened, it was Storm Claudia. It's Storm Claudia. Mm. And I've mentioned Claudia Winkleman to you before in the past, who I do think is quite fabulous.
She's the woman that's like an old English sheepdog. She's got her hair over her eyes. She can't see where she's going. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. Right. I think she's shortened it a little bit. But obviously, it was she. Her and Tess Daly hosted their last Strictly Come Dancing series.
I've never seen that program.
Oh, really? Well, I wasn't a...
If you stop watching them, they will stop making it. I promise that's true.
Yes, but sometimes it's quite nice, especially this time of the year, when you just see, especially Craig Revel Horwood, I think his name is quite funny as a judge. It's quite nice to watch and seeing quite people dancing.
You just put your brain in neutral, relax, and float downstream.
Yeah. Okay. That's all we've got for you tonight.
Oh, well, excellent. It sounds like you put it forward with perspicacity, if that is, in fact, the right word to use. I don't know. Just pull that one out of the air. It's going to have to do. Birmingham. Hello, Jason.
All right, Nick. Nick, I've got three C's, but one's a C and a B, so I'll start with that one. I'll start with that one. A blue plaque was erected for Smiley Culture in the Lansdowne Green Estate in Wandsworth Road, South London. So that was erected for him.
Okay.
Yeah, the next C is... Oh God, I just met... There it is. The next C, right, is... Because these are things I've written down throughout the year, so... The next C is the Coca-Cola plant in Texas that fired a bunch of Hispanic workers... and then reported them to ICE. So the Hispanic community in Texas decided to boycott all Coca-Cola products and went to Pepsi instead.
Oh, yeah. And how did that work out for them?
It didn't work out good for them because it then started a chain reaction with people in Mexico because what they'd done. So the Mexicans, who love Coca-Cola products, decided to boycott them as well. So, in the end, they had to apologise for doing that. So, that's that one.
People power. One. You think that you are powerless, but the people have all of the power.
Just before I go on to the sea, you know you said about that? I was listening to your podcasts about that, and that you said that people, if they put themselves together, join together, they can shut down a corporation, a company, like that.
I've been saying this for years.
Nick, they did do that to one certain company. It was a company called Troop. I don't know if you remember them. They were back in the 80s/90s. It was a shoe company, like. They came out with a whole heap of shoes, trainers and whatever, and tracksuits. And it was found out that the head of the company was a member of the KKK.
I've never heard of them. Troop. I never heard of it.
Troop trainers. If you type in Troop trainers or Google them, you'll see them. Right. Ugly pair of trainers they are. But anyway, that's what happened. The word got around that their head guy was a Ku Klux Klan member and Troop just disappeared.
And this is from the 1980s?
1980s.
Right, so this was before the internet. 90s. Right. Yeah, and so now we have the internet. We have all of the power at our disposal. It's just that we choose not to use it, which is... I mean, eventually, the one company, like the one perhaps that you've just described, I've never heard of, so I'll have to take your word for it. But one company is just going to go too far, and people around the world are going to think, you know what? No. Beyond this line, we will not go. And so, without, you know, having to draw up signs and picket the outside of their headquarters or, you know, petition companies to change their wicked ways, we're just going to say, well, instead of buying, like, petrol, for instance, from this company, we're going to drive another 100 yards down the road and buy it from another one. That's and if everybody on Earth did it all at the same time, if giant billion-pound corporations could be brought to their knees in about a week and a half.
That's it, that's it. Nick, the last thing I got is, and you're going to love this one, is Cracker Barrel. I don't know if you heard of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, they changed their logo and the MAGAs and the Conservatives went ballistic, had a meltdown all over social media over it.
Absolutely ridiculous. You know why all companies are changing their logo?
It's because they want it. It's something to do with the buildings, I think. It's something to do with the buildings.
No, that ain't it. No. There's a lot of companies all over the world that are changing their logo just recently or they're about to do so. And it's so blindingly obvious that when you realise why they're doing it, you think, oh, yeah, well, of course. It's because now we do not interact with companies by looking at their full-page adverts in newspapers. We interact with them on our phones.
Their tiny
little icon must be easily read as small as the nail on your little finger. And it can't be complicated like that Cracker Barrel one because it'll just look like a mess. So they have to simplify it. It's because of your phones.
I heard that they changed it back.
I know. I know they did. And they'll have to do the reverse because people will not be able to find it on their phones. They just won't. All right, thanks a lot, Jason. 0345 6060 973 LBC.
This is LBC.
When you go abroad, everyone knows the best way to make yourself understood is to just say everything in English, but louder.
Four beers, please, garçon!
If only there was a way that could work with your advertising campaign. Well, there is. And you're listening to it. Because when you amplify your advertising with radio, 40 million listeners every week get the message. See radio differently at radiocentre.org.
It might be mid-winter, but there's nothing mid about this offer. The new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra brings every winter sport moment to life as crisp as freshly laid snow. With its stunning 6.9-inch dynamic AMOLED display, razor-sharp resolution. But here's the real win. Claim £250 cashback. Conveniently available to spend in your Samsung wallet. Purchase before January 29th from a participating retailer. Claim on the Samsung website within 30 days of purchase. T's and C's apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Dear, it's about the... Dear, that's not very polite. It's about the A to Z of 2025. We're up to and including the letter C as we hurtle forwards at breakneck speed. Streatham, Mark.
Hello again, and happy Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, I've forgotten. It does seem weird. I mean, I've done my Christmas last week. I did the whole thing as it would normally be on the day. And ever since, it just seems a bit weird that other people haven't done theirs yet.
I know, and like I say, if it wasn't for a certain large retailer who delivers stuff, I would be up a certain creek without a paddle, because I'm terrible at Christmas shopping.
Oh, right. So get somebody else to do it for you.
Pretty much, pretty much. So, I've actually got five C's, but I'll see how we get on.
Right then.
The first two are chicken-related.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the US this year, chicken-flavoured toothpaste was introduced.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I actually did think it might be an April Fool, so I did a bit of the old Google research, and you can buy this stuff on eBay for about $85 a tube now.
$85 for a tube of chicken-flavoured toothpaste.
Yes.
Wow. That sounds like exactly. A bad idea on so many levels, I can't even begin.
It was a collaboration with a certain fried chicken brand who have 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah. That does not sound like a good idea.
No, it sounds pretty awful. So the next one is also chicken related, and as I know the Ofcom rules are quite strict, I shall say chicken fighting, as opposed to the actual normal term.
Oh, yes.
Has been legalised in Oklahoma on the caveat that one of the participants is a robot chicken. So, effective the 1st of November, they've updated their statutes to allow real versus robot chicken fights to occur.
And that would be better than two chickens in what way?
Well, the rule is that the real chicken, the caveat is that it's allowed if the real chicken isn't hurt. So basically, the robot
has to play nice.
Exactly.
In Oklahoma. Well, I am stunned.
So, my next one is China's story. And in China, they now have toilets that will only dispense toilet roll after you watch an ad. There's a QR code on the side of the toilet, and once you watch the ad on your phone, you then get to do your paperwork.
After you've seen an ad. Right. So you can't scroll through it, and do they detect whether your eyes are actually on the advert?
That is a very good question. That's probably next on their list, because obviously a few people have said, well, what if I haven't got my phone with me or my battery's died?
Yeah. Well, then you're fresh out of luck.
Pretty much.
As is everybody you meet that day.
My last two. This is a cat suit figure. A figure in a cat suit has been caught prowling in the Wirral. So apparently someone has been dressed up as a black cat and rushing up against people in their cars and scaring them.
Well, you know, everyone's got to have a hobby.
I guess that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, just something to pass the day. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot, Mark. 0345 6060 973. The letter C, up to and including, let's see, Canary Wharf. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Nick.
Ryan.
Hello, I'm actually in Manchester to see my family, so it makes absolutely no difference to you.
Right.
So I don't know how I can possibly follow that, because I think those are the best that we're going to hear all week.
Maybe.
But I did have something that is the most important thing that has ever happened in the history of the world. Budget. Yeah, I mean, I know it happens every year, but you wouldn't think so, given we spent the whole year talking about it.
It was the most trailed budget in the history of budgets. Nobody has ever talked about a budget more before it was delivered than the one that we've just had. It was just ridiculous. People were going on and on and on about it, and oh my God, we're all going to die from this budget.
Daily Mail online. Yeah,
exactly, yeah.
So that was good. Also, you know, did they really used to have coconut revels?
Yeah. Well, don't they have those anymore?
No. I get annoyed when there's like a toffee one that's really hard when you think it's going to be an orange one.
Ooh, so yummy, the orange one. I know, that was my favourite. And the one that you could always tell what it was because it was the sort of flying saucer-shaped chocolate one.
Yes.
But no, the toffee one just gets stuck to your teeth and it's kind of annoying. And the coconut one is always disappointing because you hope that you're going to get the orange one. And do they have a Maltesers one in there as well?
I think they have a Maltesers one, right. But they don't have a coconut. They have coffee. The coffee and the orange ones are like the same.
Mmm.
You know?
Oh well, I'd like that. You could put one of each in your mouth and have a cocktail.
That sounds like an excellent product,
doesn't it? All right, thanks a lot, Ryan. 0345-6060-973. Let me see. Epping. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Nick. Greetings from Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid. What's the weather like in Madrid there, Martin?
Rainy, cold, and we were in Malaga yesterday and it was snowing there.
Wow. Well, I'm delighted that it's wet and cold.
Absolutely. The roses wrappers that you were talking about, they come in a plastic tub like Quality Street.
Right.
And Celebrations and Heroes.
Yeah. Okay, I got that.
Okay.
And now they used to be like potluck, and now they tell you what's inside. Well, that seems like a great step forward to me, unless there's one that everybody would avoid, and then you'll have, you'll have a box just full of those at the end of the day.
Going back to the 80s, have you had Adolescence?
Yes, we had that. The TV event of the year.
Bees. Lots of bees. Bumblebees. Have you heard bumblebees?
No. Why is that?
The lowest numbers on record, and compared to the last sort of 20 years, they've lit down by a quarter or something like that in since 2024.
Well, so, when they're gone, we will miss them.
Yep, that's what it is.
Because pretty much everything we eat is pollinated by bumblebees.
Another bee, Boots, recalled 500 milligram packets of paracetamol because they labelled them up as aspirins.
Right. okay.
Bradford City of Culture for 2025.
Oh, yeah. Did you do anything for that?
I didn't even remember it.
No. Bradford City
of Culture. Madrid. have you had bird flu?
No, we haven't, but that's a good one. Bird flu. And it caused retailers to sell us turkeys that didn't come from this country. Not that really anybody cares about that kind of thing, apart from the people who grow the birds in the first place in this country.
Which leads me on to a C, which is cultivated meat for dogs.
What does that mean?
They cultivated meat, and Pets at Home became the world's first to make cultivated meat for dogs.
Now, when you say cultivated, what does that mean?
They grew it.
They grew it in a lab?
Yes.
On a slab?
Exactly.
Huh. That sounds, well, maybe that's our future as well.
Here's a few C's for you. Cable car crash.
Oh, right, okay.
Which was in Naples.
Yeah.
Cambridge won the men's and women's boat race.
No, I don't care about that. I used to live in Putney, but like I could have spat to the start of that race. I live so near, and I still didn't bother going. It's just so boring. Who cares? I can't believe they're still doing it, and it's still a thing.
Ethel Caterham, who was born in 1909, became the oldest British person in history. 115 years old and 228 days.
115 years old. Wow.
Ethel Caterham.
Ethel Caterham, oldest person.
That's under your... Right. Under your C's.
Under C's, okay. Yes.
C. I think we're about... Oh, British Museum closed. That's under the B's. That had to close because of an alleged IT attack by a former employee.
Yeah, okay. After IT attack.
Yes. Oh, Bishop of Liverpool resigned following allegations of misconduct.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll stick it down on the list. Good work. Thanks a lot, Martin. 0345 6060 973. This C says this texter is for Crystal Palace winning the FA Cup and Chelsea winning the Club World Cup. Did they ever get their trophy? Or has Donald Trump still got it? Bath. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Nick. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Laura.
You having fun?
Yes, sure. Of course.
I have first question. Do you have to fact check any of the stuff that these people are telling you or what?
Yeah, not
before you put it in the book.
Not at the moment that they tell me, but tomorrow I will go through all of these and I'll check them twice.
Tomorrow on Christmas Day?
Well, it's just another day for me. I've had my Christmas Day already.
And they say nurses have it tough.
Yes.
I just have one B for you because I've lost my voice. Jonathan Bailey became the first openly gay man to become the world's sexiest man.
Who's Jonathan Bailey?
He's a bloke off Bridgerton.
Okay. What's...
And he was in Wicked as well.
Right, well, there's two things that I have avoided like the plague. Wicked, I mean, I saw that on stage, or I saw as much as I could stand before leaving. And I've never seen Bridgerton, I don't really know what that is. But okay, Jonathan Bailey, the world's sexiest man.
Yeah, and, he's the first openly gay man.
Right, that's the reason that you're saying, okay.
Yeah, and ABC. Dad, do you have anything for ABC? My dad says no, so that's all, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right, thank your dad for his cooperation and input. Thanks a lot, Laura. 03456060973. Chloe says, C is for the California, Los Angeles areas fires. That's just too many S's. Which leads to climate change careening out of control. Yeah, I think it's got to go under L for Los Angeles. So I'll keep that in mind, but you can't go forwards, can go back. Jill in Paynton says, C is for crocodile. Apparently one was spotted in the River Willington in Derbyshire back in May. You're kidding. What was it doing in there? After stating that the local police didn't think it was native to the local area, but that despite being non-medical professionals, it was probably deceased, it transpired that it was a stuffed taxidermy one. This was a surprise, they said, but it turned out that it was more fluff than fear. Okay. I can't believe I didn't hear that story. Claire from Evesham says, C is for the ceasefire between Israel and Palestine, the only positive thing Trump has done. Yeah, it didn't really work out to be a ceasefire there, did it? Not as in stopping firing. Not really. Not yet. And David in the Philippines says, cease and desist. The letter sent by Liz Truss to Keir Starmer because he kept mentioning that she crashed the economy and he was damaging damaging her reputation. Terrible, eh, Liz?
That is a disgrace.
It certainly is. 0345 6060973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and include the letter C on LBC, where it's blimey, 12:30 already. The news headlines for Tim Daly.
More than a million different documents which could be linked to Jeffrey Epstein have been found in the US. The Department of Justice says it's now going through them before they can be made public so any victims can be protected. President Zelensky of Ukraine is suggesting he's open to the creation of a demilitarized zone in the east of the country as part of current attempts to end the war with Russia. Representatives from Kyiv and Washington have been holding talks in Florida. And one of the main roads into Liverpool is closed this morning following a double vehicle collision. It happened on the East Lancashire Road in Croxteth and involves four people, including an eight-year-old boy. LBC weather, dry and cloudy overnight for most of the country, with winds increasing in the south, cold with fog in places and a low of 0 degrees.
This is LBC.
Thanks for the key deliverables, David. Now, who'd like to
stay out all night? Yahoo!
That's brilliant. So, okay, sales targets. Are we hitting
the dance floor?
There's more than one you, and with Specsavers 2 for 1, you can choose glasses for at least two yous. From £70 with standard single vision lenses.
Nice moves, David!
Book an appointment at specsavers.co.uk. Conditions apply.
A safe trip begins with TRIP. Take a road trip with your family, get there safely. Do your trip checks. T, top up on island fuel. Rest every 2 hours to inspect tire pressure and tread. Prepare for the weather ahead. A safe trip begins with TRIP. A safe trip begins with
TRIP. Think, do the four trip checks before every long journey. National Highways.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Oh, hello there. Very nice to meet you.
Yes, what a delight. The A to Z of 2025 is happening now. We're up to and including the letter C. Chelsea. Hello, Dominic.
Oh, good morning, Nick. My C, and I've only got one, it's a C, it's a ChatGPT. So ChatGPT-5 came out this year, but its makers, OpenAI, are starting to be sued over potentially causing deaths to their users.
Really?
So earlier in the year, a teenager was encouraged to not tell their parents about their dark thoughts.
Right.
And, you know, it's been happening throughout the year, and towards the end of the year as well, a much older boy, 23 years old, I think he was, he was just sort of sycophantically encouraged to just go ahead with what he was planning to do.
Yeah.
So these are two features, the sycophancy and the engagement of these chatbots.
Yeah.
Causes this. And
I think we're approaching a dark, well, from what you just said, we're already there. A dark place with this stuff, and I just can't imagine that any of this is going to work out well for the rest of us.
Yeah, so other sort of like lighter aspects of the influence that the chat GPT has is that quite a lot of people are falling in love with their chatbot.
Yeah, well, that's some, I mean, it is lighter, I suppose, but it's equally bad. I mean,
it's really bad. And then also some people regard their chatbot as their best friend, sort of similar to falling in love.
And also tragic.
Also, a lot of people are suffering from something called AI psychosis, which is where the chat, I don't like using the word chatbot, I'll come back to that in a sec, it validates the person's beliefs. So if they believe they are the second coming of Christ, for instance, the AI will tell them that they're probably right.
Yes. You are a very special and unique person, and everything that you think about yourself is correct as long as it's positive. You go, girl. Words to that effect.
So the thing that stuns me is that when people use these chatbots, what they don't seem to realise is that it's not a person that cares for you that's talking back to you.
Yes.
It is, in fact, a data centre in...
Probably
Nevada.
In Texas, a place like that, about the size of 10 football pitches, which is constantly humming because they need to keep it permanently cold, otherwise it would explode.
Yeah, and owned by a billionaire that doesn't care about you at all.
At all. Correct,
Amundo. So don't fall in love with it. Yeah. Don't trust it, no matter how nice it is. It's not your best friend. No. It's possibly your worst enemy.
Exactly. Don't let it into your life.
If it tells you you're great, just ignore it.
Get a second opinion. Yeah. All right.
That's
thanks. Thanks a lot, Dominic. Hey, kids, wake up. Get your faces out of your phones. Look up once in a while. You never know. You might like it. There's a whole world out there in super high definition and surround sound stereo.
Groovy.
Yeah. It's all there. Just stop looking at your blooming screens once in a while. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Morning. Two or three C's. One is sort of corridor care, which our health secretary said he wants to see the end of by the end of Parliament.
Mm.
Well, just think back to 2010, when the NHS had its highest performance ratings.
Yes.
Highest customer approval.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened in between so that we've got to a stage where corridor care hopefully will be eliminated in 3.5 years.
Yes. I mean, who was running us in the intervening period?
I think this is nonsense.
Well, there was him, of course. And
Yeah. Wait a minute.
And there was him, of course, and then there was...
This government.
That government, and then...
Absolutely.
You know who?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, that sums it up. Thanks for that, Nick.
Okay.
Next one. The Coldplay concert crowd camera incident.
Yes.
Now, it emerges afterwards that they were both single.
What?
At the time. So
no. Are you sure?
Yeah. They were both single individuals at the time of the incident. So my advice is, if you're not guilty, don't act guilty.
Wasn't right. I thought that the guy was definitely married. He wasn't married?
He was married, but he'd left his wife. They'd separated at that point.
Right.
And her husband was in the crowd with another woman.
Well, maybe the problem was that... Wasn't she working in HR in the company that he was a part of?
Yeah, that was the problem.
So that was the problem.
What I'm saying is, if they just waved at the camera,
yeah.
it would have been a massive
That's
incident.
That's right.
That one.
Yeah, nobody would have thought anything about it. No, but then running and ducking and hiding and looking like panicked deer in the headlights. Yeah, that was that they caused their own problem. Well spotted.
And the third one is, I just want to give a thumbs up to Mark Carney. Because he's the only foreign leader. I know Mamdani got in and out the White House alive.
Yes.
But Mark Carney was the only foreign leader either not to prostrate himself in front of Trump or get attacked. He went in like a statesman, had a conversation like a statesman, and walked out like a statesman.
I know. Yeah. He is a shining example for other leaders to follow. Exactly right. Yeah. Because it's like dealing with the mafia. There is no amount of flattery or money or favours that you can offer him. Because once you think you're out, he'll pull you back in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, good work. Thanks, Mike. 0345-6060-973. Tiago, Bristol.
Oh, hi, Nick. Thanks for having me on again.
Tiago.
I have a few C's for you.
Yes.
Starting with consent. Given the emphasis that now consent is going to be taught in schools, you know, the whole new strategy of violence against girls and women.
Uh-huh.
So consent is always sexy, so I think it's always good to keep it relevant. And
okay.
People's awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis reform. Yet again, another conversation about it, but this time feels like Sadiq Khan put his weight behind it. We talked and talked and talked, and where are we with that?
Nowhere.
Do you know?
No.
No.
We're nowhere. No, nothing is ever going to happen because whoever is in charge at the time doesn't really matter. They're just petrified about what the Daily Mail is going to say. And meanwhile, the rest of the world is charging off in a different direction. And they're all still there. Amazing. Like Belgium's still there, and Thailand's still there, and France is still there, and Spain, and Holland, and most of America, and, you know, you name it. And our leaders are just still obsessed with winning this unwinnable war on drugs. It's just infuriating. But anyway...
I know. I think it would be a great deal to cover that fiscal black hole, really, all the revenue they could generate, but never mind
I know. Lots of money, but apparently we can't have that. We must give it to drug dealers.
And a little bit back to the consent part as well. I think the idea of kind of like compliance, convenience, and consent fatigue, how, like, for me, 2025 being the year that I've been asked, a million times, if I consent to something, if I allow something to be done when it comes to cookies, internet privacy, we get so fatigued of that that we just say, oh, do whatever you want with me.
No, which is, I think, the plan. Yeah, all of those terms and conditions and cookies and do you accept or reject and you know, click here for more details and, oh, just take whatever you like. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Tiago. 0345-6060-973. I mean, I get the sense that even if you tick no to cookies and, you know, all of that stuff, they're going to do it anyway. How could you stop them? Hammersmith, hello, Ali.
Hi there.
Ali.
Sorry. I didn't know I was going to get on there. I wanted to talk about Mr. Diddy Combs.
Okay.
P. Diddy, the infamous man that he is, and all of the allegations and everything that he went through, he was possibly the most famous man of the year when it came to the end of Netflix. His documentary by 50 Cent was, he beat Stranger Things, which is, like, impossible. I thought the whole world watched that, so that was pretty amazing.
I've seen them advertise it. Is it worth watching?
No, the documentary?
Yes.
No, because you seem to be someone of moral fibre. And the disgusting things that are on there. I don't want to know what ultra-millionaires get off to. It just seems to get more and more perverse at every point.
Weirder and weirder.
Could you imagine what Elon Musk's sex life must be like?
No. And but draw a line right there, Ali. I don't even want to think about it for a single solitary second. Thanks. 0345-6060-973. C is for the little baby Jesus Christ, says this message. He was born in a manger in Bethlehem on this day exactly 2,025 years ago. County Antrim, Spence.
Oh, Nick, hello. I have a C for you, sir.
Go ahead.
The world's first woke font, Calibri.
Oh, very good.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, the woke font.
So apparently Trump and your man Mark Rubio, they changed it to Times New Roman because it was too accessible for people who were woke.
Yeah, because it didn't look Germanic enough for them, I think.
But it did get me thinking, Nick, though, if he likes Times New Roman, maybe he has, you know, he must be very imperial in his thinking. So maybe his new nickname could be Julius Squeezer.
Julius Squeezer.
Don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to... I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Ever talk to the president that way, Spence.
Nick, I love you. Happy New Year, mate.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks a lot, mate. Yeah, you know Donald Trump. He cherishes women.
I cherish women.
With both hands.
Touch, feel, that's what I do.
That's what he does.
I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
What's creepy about that? Hazelmere. Hello, Della.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Della.
Oh, God, it was horrible just listening to that. Why do they always sound like... It's like him and Farage. They talk about women like we're on the Titanic swaddling infants. That's what we're all like, and we need to be protected by them.
It's it's a little bit skin crawling, yeah.
It is. I promise you I don't need either of them. Anyway, yeah, back to the thing. For B, I've got Bezos, Blue Origin, the rocket that went up with Katy Perry and all those women.
Yeah. Did it, though?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't check.
Bezos. It was in the news, but at the moment that it was in the news, people were saying, now, did they actually go up, or did they just film her climbing out?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, then you might as well go back to 69 and the moon landings. Was that real, too? I'll move on to the sea. So I've got cocoa prices, and Penguin and Club are no longer chocolate. They're chocolate flavour, which is devastating for people of a certain age like me.
Yes, they're, what do they call them now? Vegulate.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting. It sounds like something you would get as a punishment for misbehaviour in class.
Oh, yuck. Disgusting, indeed. Yeah, and then finally I've got Rachel Reeves crying.
Oh,
crying.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe she was looking at the prices of the cocoa
of
prices
chocolate,
and the
yeah.
Penguin and Club. Yeah,
that's right. Everything else has gone through the roof. Why not? Why not chocolate too?
Exactly.
Chocolate.
All right. That's all I got for you. Thanks,
good work.
Nick.
Thanks a lot, Della. 0345 6060 973. It's the A to Z of 2025 on LBC.
Coming up at one on LBC, Clive Ball.
The party leaders have issued their Christmas messages. Have you got a message for them? And what is the point of self-driving taxis? Would you ride in one?
Clive Ball at one. Listen on our free Global Player app or the new LBC app.
Thanks for the key deliverables, David. Now, who'd like to...
Stay out all night! Yahoo!
That's brilliant. So, OK, sales targets. Are we hitting...
The dance floor!
There's more than one you, and with Specsavers 2 for 1, you can choose glasses for at least two use. From £70 with standard single-vision lenses.
Nice moves, David!
Book an appointment at specsavers.co.uk. Conditions apply.
When you're smiling...
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
You weren't supposed to burn the potatoes. Or invite everyone round at 2. We said 3. You weren't supposed to fall asleep on the sofa or ask me to marry you. And you weren't supposed to be here. But you are, thanks to the best gift you ever got. And mine is still having you.
When you donate to the British Heart Foundation, you give a gift that keeps on living. Search BHF today and help us fund life-saving research.
At Lidl, find wines you'll love this new year. Buy any 3 or more deluxe wines and get 30% off with Lidl Plus, like our award-winning Barossa Valley Shiraz or Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc. Cheers to that. Lidl, more to value.
Be drink away 18 plus, subject to availability. Selected stores exclude Scotland and Wales. Selected bottles only, ends 31st of the 12th. Terms apply, see lidl.co.uk/lptv.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale has arrived. Shop up to 40% off online now and in-store Boxing Day. Dreams. Love your best.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Come on, we're running late.
light.
We are running late. We are charging through it at top speed. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter C. Queensland, Australia. Hello, James.
Hello, Nick. I've got an A, B and C, if that's all right.
Rightio.
Okay, I've got an A, which is Abbott, and that is Nick.
No.
And he's probably one of the... Hang on a minute. He's one of the best bloody presenters on the planet.
No, no.
I've got a
B for
Pam Bondi.
Pam Bondi, okay, why is that?
Well, because of this suppression of all these files.
Oh, right. Amazing that they found a million that they didn't know existed. Where did they find those? I mean, come on. Is anybody believing any of this?
No.
Not really.
And I've got a C, right?
Yes.
Little Marco Rubio saying openly that Donald Trump is a con man.
Well, didn't Marco... Oh, no, it was J.D. Vance who called Donald Trump America's Hitler. Before Donald Trump made him his Bezzy mate in the whole wide world. They've all said something about Donald Trump that they have all taken back or pretended that they didn't say.
So it begs the question, though, doesn't it? I mean, what the hell has Trump got on little Marco?
Well, the...
For him to actually say soul to the devil, saying, hey... Johnny, you are a con man. I mean, he did that massive thing before the 2016 election saying he's a con man, he's just awful.
The amount of people that Donald Trump has surrounded himself with that before he gave them a job were saying that he is the worst human being that has ever walked the earth. I mean, it's just all of them. It's better to be inside Donald Trump's tent, covered in money, than outside.
Yeah, well, there you go, mate. I mean, to be honest with you, the whole world's gone crazy.
It certainly has. There is no doubt about it. The whole world's gone insane. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, James. Even he can see that from however far Australia is away. It's about like 63 miles, something like that. Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Hi again, Nick.
Yes, Jan.
Good morning. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
So I've got two C's and an A.
Yeah.
So there's one of the C's is to do with this rather scandalous situation where 7,000 plus elderly people are being evicted from their nursing and residential care homes, and they got to sort of go in 28 days. You know what I mean? It's a scandal. This has been, there's those figures cover from part of late 2024 to September 25.
Okay. Yes. What else have you got?
Reasons. Oh, so you don't want any more of the reasons for that happening?
No.
No, okay. It can have to do with the lack of
You're still telling me, aren't you? Yes.
All right. But that's so important. That's the latest news.
You're still telling
about
me.
That. So the next one is to do with Trump trying to fast track an executive order to decriminalise cannabis while he's going with a vengeance. I don't think that's what he's done. Oh, sorry. It's excitement.
I know you get so antsy.
No, it's excitement over being Christmas Day as well.
Yeah, I don't think that he has decriminalised cannabis. I think he said
he hasn't done it yet. He's fast tracking it. He's trying to fast track it.
I don't think he's doing that either. I think he's making it so
that the
people.
Latest news.
You just can't help yourself, can you, Jen?
Sorry, Nick.
I think that he is trying to make it easier for people to experiment with for the making of, new pharmaceuticals. That's as far as I know, that unless something has happened in the last day or so.
Yes, it has. Yes, I think this is what's this. This is, is it today's paper or yesterday's paper? Anyway, it's the latest. Like, he's been wanting to do this with cannabis for some time because it can be used for medicinal purposes. Whereas it's at the moment it's in the same category as heroin, and LSD.
Yeah, so it's a reclassification. A reclassification to open the floodgates for research. He's not legalizing it or anything like that. But anyway, what else have you got?
Yeah, okay. So we got the clear answer. Yeah, so now this is the one for A, going back to A.
Mm-hmm.
This is to do with this host who's caused a bit of a stir in America to do with freedom of speech, the battle of freedom of speech. It's Jimmy Kimmel is going to do the alternative Christmas message on Channel 4 this year.
Oh, that's right. He'll be coming under K for Kimmel.
Oh, I thought it's alternative Christmas message. No. Alternative Christmas message. No, Jimmy Kimmel. Yes, I'm jumping the gun.
Can't go forwards, but you can go back. All right, I've got to go, Jan, but thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. Edinburgh, hello, Matt.
Yeah, hello there.
Matt.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, well, I've got quite a list on China. I've got embassies, students, culture, industry, unsure, Hong Kong, politically difficult, opera, chemicals from China, make rehypnol. Wow, they do quite a lot, don't they?
Yes, they do everything, yes. The Chinese embassy, I'll take that one, shall I?
Yeah.
Unless there's...
What's actually happening around there? It seems to be kind of near the Royal Mint or something.
The Chinese embassy is going to be near the Royal Mint.
Is that right, though?
I've got no idea. It doesn't really make no... Never mind one way or the other, does it?
Well, it seems apparently that they're kind of somewhere near, but they can kind of spy on us or something, rather. You know, it seems sort of obvious. It's all a bit sort of, a bit vague.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter where it is. I think their ability to spy on us is probably unmatched.
Yeah, that is rather, sinister. You know, I might say that.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, there's quite a lot of Chinese students, and they're all very nice. I mean, I like them too. That's good, you know, in Edinburgh and things like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously we need their,
Their money!
Trade.
Yeah. Money, honey. That's what it's all about. Right. Okay.
Doesn't so they seem like nice boys and girls, though.
I can't vouch for all of them, Matt.
Well, that's right. But that's suddenly you don't know. You can't tell, can you? Because you know some of them might be looking into our secrets, aren't they?
Okay. Well, I'll put down the Chinese embassy in the UK. How does that sound? 0345-6060-973. Oldbury. Hello, Ranjit.
Oh, yes. I've got Clacton, the second coming, the return of Nigel Farage. Yeah.
Clacton.
He won Clacton, the second coming, because probably the second time he's been there, Clacton on Sea.
Yeah. I think he has photographic evidence of having been there more than just twice. Probably, as long as it takes to get a photograph done and then skip lightly away. But, yeah, I think he has been there more than twice.
Okay, yeah. So he's basically, in my opinion, he found the safety seat of where he was going to win to become the MP for the eighth time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's thinking, well, you know, the door's probably shutting on me in America, right, because Trump... He's going to probably, I don't know what's going to happen there. So he's thinking, if I'm going to be Prime Minister, I need to stay in a safe seat, yeah, and win. So otherwise, I mean, you're the man of the world. What would happen if they reform did win, but he lost his seat in Clacton? Because would you have to have a by-election or something?
or I don't too, know. Yes, and finally.
And councillors, he's had more sackings, right, throughout the country. You know, councillors being sacked, right? He's probably trying to reach the top of the table, having the most councillors sacked, right, because of his prodigy, you know, what's his name, Trump.
I think we're going to put this under R, Ranjit. So we're going to hold fire until we get there. Another satisfied customer. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. And this may be the final one for this show. Henley. Hello, Martin.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Happy Christmas to all the listeners.
Yes.
I actually moved back to Poland, so I'll make it very, very quick as well. So my word for C is capitulation. It hasn't come up yet, as far as I believe.
No.
And capitulation, well, it purely resembles basically what's going on in America, and this is where I was going for. There's been obviously a lot of Democrats, and not only Democrats or Republicans, also who've been just complying with whatever Trump institutions have been basically portraying on us. And yeah, I think capitulation has been a big word. Hopefully this will stop in next year. And the next year we're going to see the activation or whatever word starting with the D we will come up with.
Right, so people should stop capitulating to Donald Trump and start mm-hmm. and the fight back starts here.
That's correct. Right. Starting with the word D. Any idea?
No. All right, thanks a lot, Martin. A couple of texts. Calibri. A few high-profile cases have actually fallen apart because Calibri was a telltale sign of falsified documents. It only appeared and became the default Microsoft font in 2007, so anything supposedly written before that, but set in Calibri, is creatively time-travelling, which does make you wonder whether Donald Trump banned it for ideological reasons or simply because typography has form for exposing fibs. Blimey, there's stuff you learn on this show. Educational, no?
No.
Right, thanks for all that. I will check all of these, and they will go in, the ones that are correct, we're going to put in the book that will be coming out at the beginning of the new year, along with my take on the year, seen through the lens of my Friday and Saturday night shows. Now, if you missed any of today's show, it will be put up the internet as a podcast on Global Player or the new LBC app. Exclusive to both of those things. And the thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. I'll be back at 10 tonight for D onwards. Coming up at 4, it's James Hansen. But first, here's Clive Ball.
Nick, thank you very much. And coming up after the news at 1, the party leaders have mostly issued their Christmas messages. Have they got anything inspiring to say, do you think? And have you got a Christmas message back for them or indeed for the country? Let's explore that. We're also going to talk about new driverless taxis. We'll be hitting the UK in the new year. Will London become the European centre of self-driving, which is the plan, thanks to the UK's Automated Vehicles Act? Would you ride in one of those? And there's been a boom in rented Christmas trees this year. Does the cost and the waste of Christmas ever concern you? That and more coming up after the news at 1, which is next on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. The US Department of Justice is delaying the full release of the Jeffrey Epstein files after more than a million new documents were found. Officials say federal prosecutors in New York and the FBI uncovered the papers, which could be related to the dead paedophile and potential victims. Julie Zirkin at NBC News has been following the story.
This also raises different questions. I'm thinking about the oversight investigation that is happening in the House when Pam Bondi said there are no additional files. Are there? Were there this whole time? These are questions that we're asking.
A stretch of motorway has reopened in Kent after the death of a woman on Christmas Eve. She was in her 20s and was killed after her car struck the central reservation of the M2. A man suffered life-changing injuries after being shot in West Yorkshire. Police in Huddersfield say it happened on Tuesday night and they're treating the shooting as a targeted attack. The Prime Minister has used his Christmas message to acknowledge many people are struggling with the cost of living. Sir Keir Starmer has promised it will be his priority to help to deal with the issue. Elsewhere, Scotland's First Minister, John Swinney, has been praising the people who will be working over the festive period.
To those of you working today, so that others can rest, feel safe, or receive the care they need, especially those in our public and emergency services, thank you.
Thousands of people have been gathering in Bethlehem to mark Christmas Eve. The commemorations have been toned down over the last 2 years because of the war in Gaza, but many of the pilgrims still felt somber.
It hurts us so much to see that our friends, families in Gaza are still suffering up to this moment. Yet there is always hope. We believe in hope for a better future.
And people in Kenya have been protesting after roaming elephants killed 4 people over the last week. Experts believe the animals have been pushing into closer contact with human beings because food is becoming scarce.